Now for the starting lineup and the batting orders for tonight's game at Shea Stadium. Let's touch bases with Ralph Gainer.
All right, Bob Murphy, and for the Mets, it'll be Wayne Garrett to lead off and play third. Batting second to second baseman Felix Meehan. Batting third and playing right field, Rusty Shaw. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Theon Jones. Batting fifth and playing first base, John Milner. Batting sixth, the catcher, Jerry Grody. Batting seventh, playing center field, Don Hahn. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Bud Harrelson. And the pitcher, Jerry Guzman, batting ninth. For the Pirates, Rennie Stennett will lead off. He'll be at second base. Batting second and playing third base, Dave Katz. Batting third, the center fielder, Al Oliver. Batting fourth, playing left field, Willie Stargell. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Ricky Zip. Batting sixth, the catcher, Manny Tongian. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Bob Robertson. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Dal Maxwell. And the pitcher, Jim Rooker, batting ninth. And the Mets against the Pirates in the second game of this very important three-game series. The Mets won the first game last night. And here in the second, they have Jerry Guzman, a left-hander, going for the Mets, and Jim Rooker, a left-hander, going for the Pirates. With the Expos losing, a three-way tie for second place between the Mets, the Expos, and the Cardinals, all 1.5 games behind the Pittsburgh Pirates. Now we're all set to go, and here for the play-by-play, Bob Murphy.
Thank you, Ralph, and hi, everybody. Rennie Stennett, the second baseman, will lead off against Jerry Guzman. Rennie Stennett, right-hand batter up, and the pitch on the way, too high. Stennett batting at 244, 10 home runs, 55 runs batted in. And a foul pop-up wafted over into the crowd behind first. One ball, one strike on Rennie Stennett. Dave Cash is on deck, and then Al Oliver. The Mets held a press conference in the Diamond Club at Shea Stadium today. Willie Mays announced that he will retire at the end of the year. The 1-1 delivery, breaking ball, a ball strike. Willie has been frustrated by injuries throughout the year and now is winding down a fantastic 22-year career. Right now he has a rib injury sustained in Montreal, but would like nothing better than to participate down the stretch. Strike three. Guzman with a curveball strikes out. Then he's in it. One out and nobody on. Now Dave Cash, the third baseman. Cash batting at 261. Tonight, St. Louis playing in Philadelphia. The Cardinals got a run and they lead 1-0 in the second. Here's the pitch on the way. Fastball on the strike. At Philadelphia, Alan Foster, 13-8, pitching against Dick Ruthven, 6-9. And a line shot over second into center field. A base hit for David Cash. One out and one on. Al Oliver, the center fielder, coming up. This afternoon, Chicago beat Montreal 5-4. The Expos have lost 4 in a row. Jenkins was the winner and Rinko the loser. Fastball, a strike called in the outside corner to Al Oliver. Atlanta will be playing the Dodgers late tonight in Los Angeles. Last night, Dave Johnson hit his 43rd home run of the year. A new record for home runs by a second baseman. Hit in the air to short center field. It might drop. Here comes Hahn on the run, and he makes the catch. Throws to first base, trying for a double play, not in time. On the part of Don Hahn, the center fielder. That ball was hit in the air to very shallow center field. Hahn, calling on his speed, made the grab. Now here is Willie Stargell. 5-for-12 in this series, including 2 home runs. On the year, the Mets lead the Pirates 11-5. The infield around to right, the pitch to Stargell. Outside and low, ball one. A league leader in RBIs with 113, 41 home runs. The 1-0 delivery, swing out of there for the curveball, one ball, one strike. We'll have a crowd of about 30,000 tonight at Shea Stadium. The crowd last night reminded us so much of late 69. Crowds were standing and cheering, and what a ball game they saw. Now the 1-1 pitch. Fastball strike at the outside corner. One ball, two strikes to Willie Stargell. Milner holding against base runner David Cash. Two men down. And the pitch on the way. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Guzman, Van Stargell. No runs, one hit, no errors, one left. In the middle of the first inning, The Pirates nothing. The Mets coming to bat. The Pirate pitcher in tonight's game is Jim Rooker. He has probably been the best pitcher of the Pirates staff the last 2 months. Acquired from the Kansas City Royals, he was in the bullpen the first part of the year, actually made his first start against the New York Mets. And since becoming a starter, Rooker, the 30-year-old left-hander, has won 8 and lost 4. He has won 5 of his last 6 decisions. Wayne Garrett will lead off against Jim Rooker. Fastball, knee-high, call, strike 1. Felix Beyond on deck, and then Rusty Staub. Dave Cash in close at third now against Wayne Garrett. Rooker delivers. Fastball, letter high and inside. 1-1. For the Bucks, Bob Robertson is playing first. Rennie Stennett at second. Dal Maxfield is short. Dave Cash at third. Willie Stargell in left. Al Oliver in center. Richie Zist around at right. The catcher, Manny Sanguin. Curve, low and away, 2-1. Chrissy Hebner has been tipped out of the last couple of ball games. His back stiffened up. Eddie Yost coaching third and Roy McMillan at first. Swing and a miss, 2-2. So we have a duel of left-handers here tonight and tomorrow night in the final of the 5 games. Tom Seaver pitches for New York. Steve Glass for the Pirates. The 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, he got it. Rooker with a fastball, fans Garrett. Felix Mian hitting .291. Fourth in the National League in total hits. Felix now has raised his hit total to 176. And the pitch on the way. Low outside, ball 1. Only one player in the major leagues has gone over 200. And that's Pete Rose in Cincinnati. He's having a sensational year. Rose has 221. A new Cincinnati club record. Off the outside corner, ball 2. 2 balls and no strikes. If the Reds win their division and go on to a National League championship, I would have to say Pete Rose would be a tremendous candidate for MVP honors. At a tie, ball 3. Johnny Bench and Tony Perez have also had big years, and so has Joe Morgan. Bobby Bonds from the Giants will get a lot of consideration, even if the Giants don't win, and they won't. 3-0 delivery. Ball 4. Mian draws the walk. Well, Felix, watching the strike zone carefully, is on with a walk, and the hitter is Rusty Staub. Rusty batting .270 with 14 home runs and 69 runs batted in. Rusty having a good series against the Pirates, 4 hits and 11 times up. Remember, next Tuesday night will be Willie Mays' night at Shea Stadium. The last year for Willie Mays, don't miss a chance to be a part of the evening. Ground ball down to first. Robertson throws quickly to second, and now back to first in time for the double play. They get it 3-6-3. Felix Mian pulled up and was going to get in a rundown and hope to get back around. He had no chance. Double play retires the side. No runs, no hits, no errors, and none left. At the end of one. Paris nothing, the Mets nothing.
WKAJ-FM, 102.3 on your FM dial, serving you from Saratoga Springs, New York.
Richie Zisk is the leadoff batter, and Kuzman's pitch is taken, ball 1. And the pitch on the way, hit in the air to left field, moving quickly, Cleon Jones, he'll get under it, and he makes the cut. Leon moving swiftly over into left center to grab the drive. One down, it brings up Manny Sanguin. Sanguin hitting .287, 12 homers, 63, runs batted in. The pitch to Sanguin is high, 1 ball and no strikes. The infield and the outfield just about straight away, and a pop-up to the infield on the left side of the diamond. Bud Harrelson near second is under it, and he has it. Sanguin retired, 2 men away at the top of the second. Now Bob Robertson. Robertson batting at .242, 14 home runs, 39 runs batted in. If the Mets can win tonight, they will be a half game out of first place. The wind-up back Guzman. The pitch to Bob Robertson is flacked foul off to the right. No play. At the moment, all three challenging teams are exactly a game and a half behind the Pirates. And the pitch on the way, inside and low. You know an amazing thing? If the Mets should win tonight, the Chicago Cubs would be only three games out. The Mets play their last four games of the season in Chicago. A tough place to win. Curve, inside and low, 2-1. Two balls and a strike on Bob Robertson. What a reaction you hear in the background as a disturbance in the crowd. Guzman getting his sign from Jerry Grody. The 2-1 pitch, fastball high, 3-1. Zillman squared off for a little fist fight. Yeah. 3-1 delivery. Ball four. Robertson takes high and away. It will bring up Dow Maxville. Guzman pitching cautiously to Robertson, a power hitter. Willing to pitch around him to bring up Dow Maxville. Veteran Dow Maxville. He helped pull that Pirate infield together after being acquired from Oakland. He's had three hits in the series. Fastball high, one ball and no strikes. Guzman has had trouble with his control his last two starts. He has been throwing very hard, probably as hard as any time since 1969. And the commissioner of baseball, Bowie Kuhn, is here tonight. Bowie coming in with his family. Fastball high, and Guzman is now fighting control of the fastball. He has been high on the last two. Which seemed to indicate that perhaps he wasn't pitching around Robertson. He was just wild. Ball three. 3-0 on Dow Maxville. His control looked very good in the first inning of the ballgame. Now suddenly the plate starts to move around on him. 3-0 pitch. Ball four. And he walks the light hitting Dow Maxville on four pitches. It will bring up the pitcher, Jim Rooker. He has done well as a hitter. He has 10 for 41, a .244 batting average. Rooker will be batting right-handed against Jerry Guzman. Ball one, fastball high. And he's staying with the fastball, throwing all fastballs. Perhaps a hard slider. The 1-0 pitch, call strike. He was taking all right. One ball and one strike. This is how Jerry got himself hurt in his last start. Two outs and two on. The pitch to Jim Rooker. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. And Guzman regains his touch and fans Rooker, his third strikeout. No runs, no hits, no errors. Two were left on. In the middle of the second, the Pirates nothing, the Mets nothing.
You're listening to Mets Baseball on WKHA-FM 102.3 on your FM dial.
Jim Rooker tosses in his warm-ups. 30-year-old left-hander. Bidding for his 10th win of the year, will be facing Leon Jones, John Milner, and Jerry Grody. Jones enjoyed his finest game of the year last night, hitting two home runs, driving five runs in. First home run to deep left center, and the second over the center field fence. Leon hitting .261. Rooker looking into Sanguia. And the pitch to Cleop. Ground ball hammered to shortstop. Dow Maxville snags the hop. Pegs to Robertson. And Cleon is up. One away. John Milner the batter. Milner hitting .251. 22 homers, 69. Runs batted in. Left-hander against left-hander as Rooker pitches. High and away. One ball and no strikes. Milner, 1 for 10 so far in the series. Here's the pitch on the way. A little bit inside, two balls and no strikes. Mets leading Pittsburgh, 11-5 on the year. The 2-0 pitch, way inside. That turned him around. Pitch had a lot on it by Jim Rooker. And the count is 3-0 on John Milner. Milner now looking down to Eddie Yost. Frequently, Yogi Berra tells Milner, go right ahead, see what you can do with that 3-0 delivery. In comes the pitch. Ball four. He didn't have a shot. It was high and inside. And that is the second walk by Jim Rooker, and it will bring up Jerry Grody. Grody has done a good job with his bat since the 1st of August. He was out 2 months with a broken wrist. When he did come back, it took him the last 3 weeks of July to get back into a groove. And since then, he's hit close to 300. Here's the pitch on the way. Popped up behind second into shallow center. Moving out, Rennie Stennett, the second baseman, and he has it for the out. Two down and Don Hahn coming up. Don has brought his batting average up now to 237. He has had three very big hits in the last week for the New York Mets. He won the second game of this confrontation. The final of the two games in Pittsburgh with a base hit to center in the ninth inning. Off the outside corner, ball one. Chicago playing at Kansas City, Terry Forster and Paul Splitter. Splitter already a 17-game winner. The pitch, ground ball, hits it short. Maxwell snags the hop, throws to Stennett, force play for the third out. No runs, no hits, no errors, one left. At the end of two innings of Shea, the Mets nothing, the Pirates nothing.
You're listening to Mets Baseball on WKHA-FM 102.3 on your FM dial, serving you from Saratoga Springs, New York.
For you, it's Ralph Kaner. Thank you very much, Bob Murphy. And for the Pittsburgh Pirates leadoff batter, Rennie Stennett will be batting for the second time. He struck out his first time up. Terry Kuzma with his first pitch, and there's a half swing. And it's in there for a called strike. Stennett started to swing, tried to hold up, and might have pulled something. Time called as he walks outside of the batter's box. Tony Bartirome coming out of the dugout, the Pirates trainer. And it appears that he might have pulled something in his side trying to hold up on that swing. In the tennis match, Billie Jean won the first game on her service. And then Briggs held his service for a matchup at 1-1. And now it's Richie Hebner to the plate. He has a one-strike count against him as he steps in, replacing Rennie Stennett. And here's the pitch. Popped up out towards shortstop. Under the ball is Harrelson. He makes the catch. So Hefner is out. That brings up Dave Cash. Dave singled to center field his first time up. He's hitting .263 for the year with two home runs and 26 runs batted in. Last night he was 1-for-4, so he's 2-for-5 in this series. And the next pitch, hit toward shortstop on the ground, fielded by Harrelson to throw to first base and Cash is out. That will bring up Al Oliver. Oliver flied out to center field his first time up. A good play on the ball by Don Hahn. It was a short fly ball, and Hahn had to run a long way to get to it. Got it down around his knee. Oliver hitting .292, 19 home runs, 91 runs batted in. He leads the club and hits with 175. Left-hand batter in the first pitch is swung on and missed. Here's him starting off with a curve. Doc Ellis is throwing in the bullpen. He's scheduled to make a start against Montreal. There's a grounder out in front of the plate. Picked up in fair territory by Grody. A good play by him. And the throw to first base for the out. Ball was going foul, and Grody got to it and kept it from going in the foul territory. So 1-2-3 inning for Jerry Kuzman. And the score after 2.5 innings, the Pirates nothing, the Mets nothing. For the Pirates, Richie Hebner has gone in the lineup at third base, and Dave Cash, who was playing third, moves over to second to replace the injured Rennie Stennett. And for the Mets, they've had in the bottom of the third, it'll be Bud Harrelson to lead off. Harrelson 2-for-3 last night, batting .261 for the year. No home runs, 19 runs batted in. It'll be Bud Harrelson, Jerry Kuzman, and then the leadoff batter, Wayne Garrett. First three batters for the Mets. Time call, the first base umpire, Ed Sudol, wants to check out the ball. Now he walks up to Rooker, and evidently Rooker went to his mouth. Okay to go to your mouth, evidently, it was a cool night. Indication by Ed Sudol pointing to Yogi Berra, and then he blows on his end, which would indicate that it's all right to go to your mouth here because of the chilly air. That does not mean that you can go to your mouth and wet the ball. It only means you can blow on your hand. Now we're set to go. Here's the pitch to Harrelson. And a ground ball hit out to the shortstop, Al Maxwell. An easy chance for him. He fields it, throws the first base for the out.
That'll bring up Jerry Guzman. Jerry has been up 72 times. He's had eight base hits. Both pitchers are left-hand throwers, and both bat right-handed. Guzman's had one extra base hit, a double. He's driven in three runs. And Rooker with his first pitch to Guzman, a called strike. This is Rooker's 16th start. He's been in 39 ball games. One strike pitch. Guzman swings and misses. Strike two. Has a lifetime record of 30 wins and 49 losses in the Major League. Started out his career as an outfielder. A two-strike pitch. Over the outside corner, strike three call. Second strikeout for Jim Rooker. His first was Wayne Garrett, who is now batting for the second time. Garrett hitting 242 with 13 home runs and 50 runs batted in. And the first pitch to Garrett, a curveball over, a called strike. Garrett has 114 hits this year. That's his career high. And the pitch. Garrett lines at the left center field, a base hit. Ball being fielded by Oliver, and Garrett has to hold at first base, and the Mets have their first base hit. A two-out single by Wayne Garrett. It brings up Felix Neon. Neon walked his first time up in four pitches. Batting 281. He has 35 runs batted in. Leads the club in base hits with 176. And the first pitch by Jim Rooker. And it's swung on and fouled back. A fastball fouled off at strike one. At the end of three, at St. Louis 3, Philadelphia 3. Garrett at first base. A short lead there. Rooker checked him out. Again, Rooker sets up. And the pitch. It is hit hard to short. Maxwell takes the bad hop. Fields it well. Throws off to Cash covering the second base for the force play, and the side is retired. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one man left, and the score at the end of three. It's the Pirates nothing, the Mets nothing. And out of the top of the fourth, and for the Pirates, it'll be Willie Stargell to lead off. Jerry Guzman pitching for the Mets. He struck out Stargell on a curveball his first time up. Stargell batting 304. He has 41 home runs, 113 runs batted in. Leads the National League in RBIs. The first pitch to curve over the inside corner, a call strike. Guzman has given up one base hit, a single to center field in the first by Cash. Next pitch is a curveball. Stargell started the swing, held off in time, and it's outside. One ball and one strike. It'll be Willie Stargell, Richie Zisk, and Manny Sanguin as Guzman works in the fourth inning. Next pitch is over Stargell's head. It's a changeup. Two balls and one strike. Pirates have had a base runner at second base one time in the ballgame on consecutive walks to Bob Robertson and Dal Maxwell. 2-1 pitch, a swing and a curveball in the miss, 2-2. Now the signs are out, here's the pitch. Curveball bounces in the dirt in front of the plate, three balls and two strikes. Guzman taking a lot off that curveball. It was sort of a change curve. Now the 3-2 pitch. It is outside and Stargell walks. And that's only the 66th walk that Stargell's had this year. Runner at first base with no one out in the fourth inning. And Richie Zisk coming up. He lined out to left field his first time up. Zisk, a right-hand batter. And the first pitch by Guzman. It is inside a ball. Bobby Riggs broke Mrs. King in the fifth game. And he is leading 3-2. Then Billy Jean came back to break Bobby, so it's now 3-3. Here's a pitch back, and a curveball set back off of Guzman's glove. Harrelson will have a tough play. Fields the ball, throws the first in time. Great play by Harrelson. As he picks up the out at first base, and Zisk is arguing with the umpire, Ed Sudol. Ball would have been fielded by Harrelson back of second. Might have been a double play, but it was deflected by Guzman, and Harrelson had to come in, field it right on the edge of the infield grass. And so the first base was taken by Milner right on top of the dirt, and Zisk goes out. Moving the second on the play, Willie Stargell. So now the Pirates with a runner in scoring position for the second time. And the batter coming up is Manny Sanguin. Sanguin popped up the short his first time up. He was 2-for-4 last night. So Guzman with a runner at second base. And here's the pitch to Sungin. And it's hit out towards shallow right, coming up a stop, and he can't get to it. Sarger holding a second to see whether or not it would be caught. Now he takes off for third and gets there. So a blue face hit by Sungin, and the Pirates have runners at first and third with one man out. And the batter coming up is Bob Robertson. Bob Robertson, the batter. Bob walked on a 3-1 pitch his first time up. He's batting .242, 14 home runs, 39 runs batted in. Mets are playing their infield back, set up for a double play. They're willing to give up a run to try and get two men out and get the inning out. There's a fastball way inside. Robertson has the jackknife out of the way. It's ball one. One ball, no strike. Guzman reading the sign. Sungin runs well. The runner at first base. Now the 1-0 pitch. It is again inside. Grody fakes the throw to first base, and Sungin scrambles back. Two balls, no strike. Scoreless ball game. One man out, top of the fourth. The Pirates with runners at first and third. Again, Guzman sets up. Here's the pitch. It is grounded toward third, but foul. Ball fielded in back of the bag by Garrett. That puts a count at two balls and one strike. Robertson, hitting .242, has 14 home runs. Now the pitch. And it is fouled back of home plate out of play. Two balls, two strikes. Jerry Guzman, after getting behind 2-0, now back to 2-2, and he comes back to the plate. The pitch is strike three call. Robertson started the swing, held up, and now he's arguing with the umpire. And that strikeout, the fourth for Jerry Guzman. Guzman coming up with a breaking pitch on the 3-2 pitch and striking out Bob Robertson. And now with two men out, the batter coming up will be Dal Maxwell. He walked on four pitches his first time up. Maxwell batting .207 with 14 runs batted in. And Guzman working from the set position. Here's the first pitch. Check swing, bouncing ball to short. Harrelson fields it, throws to first base in the dirt. The ball gets away from Milner, and Stargell scores. So the Pirates take the lead on the throwing error by Bud Harrelson on what was a routine play. Ball going into the Met dugout, so the runners advance one more base. Sungin to third, and Maxwell on down to second. And that brings up the pitcher, Jim Rooker. Mets were out of the inning. So the run is unearned, and Guzman with a job to do on Rooker, who was struck out his first time up. First pitch to the right-hand batter, fastball fouled back against the screen, and strike one. We pause for station identification. This is the New York Mets Baseball Network.
You're listening to WKAJ-FM from Saratoga Springs, New York, 102.3 on your FM dial.
Both Billie Jean King and Bobby Riggs held their serve, so now it's 4-4. After the first eight games. And Guzman with his next delivery. Curveball chopped out towards short, cut off by Garrett. His throw to first base is in good shape, and the side retires. In the inning, one an earned run on one hit, one error, and two men left. And the score, at the end of 3.5 innings, the Pirates won, the Mets nothing. In this inning, it'll be Rusty Staub, Cleon Jones, and John Milner as the first three batters. Have a report on Rennie Stennett. He came out of the game with a pulled muscle on the left side of the ribcage when he had that check swing in the third inning. Rusty Staub batting for the second time. He grounded into a double play his first time up, batting at .270 for the year with 14 home runs and 69 runs batted in. Jim Rooker just now completing his warm-up pitches as we move to the bottom of the fourth inning. Staub 1-for-4 last night, so he's 1-for-5 in this series. Left-hander Jim Rooker on the mound for the Pirates. And the first pitch to Staub. Staub breaks his bat, hits the ground ball in second. It's fielded by Cash, to throw to first base for the out. Then we'll bring up Cleon Jones. Cleon, after two home runs and five RBIs in last night's ball game, grounded out to short his first time up. Bobby Riggs double-followed at 40-30 to allow Billie Jean King to win the first set 6-4. She broke his service in the 10th game. Leon Jones and the first pitch by Jim Rooker. It is topped out toward the first base side. Rooker comes off the mound, picks it up, and throws to the first baseman for a quick out. Hooker has been in complete command of this ballgame. Now the batter will be John Milner. John walked on four pitches his first time up. He's batting 251 with 22 home runs and 69 runs batted in. Milner and Rusty Stauber tied for the RBI lead on the Mets club with 69. John was 1-for-3 last night. The first pitch is hit hard to short. Fielded by Maxwell. The throw to first base retires the side in order. So two batters retired on two pitches. And the score at the end of four, it's the Pirates 1, the Mets nothing.
Sports fans, if it's happening in sports, you can bet you'll find it in the Saratoga. You'll find the most total package of weekend sports, including all the late West Coast games, in the Sunday edition. If you don't believe it, take a look at this week's Sunday edition. At the Saratogian Sports Department, they say compare us to anybody. And make sure you're up to date on sports. Call the customer service department, Saratoga, 584-4242. Be a sport. Read the Saratoga, your local daily newspaper, and Sunday, your complete Sunday newspaper.
The Philadelphia Phillies got a run in their half of the fourth inning. The Phillies lead St. Louis 4-3, going to the fifth inning of the ballgame. Right here, the Mets are in a tough one. Jim Rooker, the left-hander, looks like he's going to be hard to handle. Richie Hepner leading off against Jerry Kuzman. The Pirates leading on one unearned run, 1-0. And the pitch to Hepner, curve outside and lowest, ball one. Hepner came in the game to bat for Sennett when Rennie suffered a muscle pull of the left rib cage in the third inning. And the pitch by Kuz, a strike on the outside corner, one ball, one strike. Top of the Pirates batting order here in the top half of the fifth inning. The 1-1 delivery, swing and a foul coming straight back. Danny Ozark has now used three pitchers in that game in Philadelphia. Mike Wallace is on in the fifth inning. Alan Foster, the Cardinal pitcher. Phillies lead 4-3. They are in the fifth. The 1-2 pitch by Kuzman. Curve, strike three, call. Beautiful pitch by Jerry Kuzman. His fifth strike out of the game. Dave Cash, the third baseman, hitting second in the order, 1-for-2, single to center field in the first inning. The Pirates have one unearned run on two hits. New York, no runs, only one hit. Jerry Grody setting up a target. Ground ball, bounce down to third. Garrett grabs the hop, makes the long throw in plenty of time, and Cash is out. 2 men away. Two outs and nobody on. The number three hitter, center fielder Al Oliver, batting at 291. Oliver has skied to shallow center. He hit a squib that was bounced on by Jerry Grody, who threw him out. Willie Stargell working with a pine tar cloth in the on-deck circle. And the pitch on the way, a little ground ball hit right back to the mound. Kuzman grabs it, throws to first side, retires. Overpowering inning by Jerry Kuzman. No runs, no hits, no errors, none left. In the middle of the fifth inning, the Pirates won and the Mets nothing.
WKAJ-FM, 102.3 on your FM dial, serving you from Saratoga Springs, New York.
30-year-old left-hander Jim Rooker has allowed only one hit, a Wayne Garrett single in the third inning over the first four innings of the ballgame. Jerry Grody will be the first batter in the home half of the fifth inning. Grody out on a pop fly to second, his first trip tonight. Jerry batting at 248. It will be Jerry Grody down high and Bud Harrelson hitting against Rooker in the home fifth inning. Jim Rooker, as a starting pitcher with the Pirates, has won 8 and lost 4 with an ERA of less than 3 earned runs per 9 innings, 2.9. Now the crowd at Shea is starting to stir around. It's a lively group. Here's the windup by Rooker and the pitch. Ground ball bounced toward the hole, taken by the second baseman, Stennett. And he throws on to Robertson, one away. I think I said Stennett. Dave Cash moved over to second. Hepner is now playing third. Stennett started the game at second base. Center fielder Don Hahn bounced into a force play his previous trip. That's finding it difficult to get the ball in the air against left-hander Jim Rooker. They're hitting everything on the ground, or just about everything. Grody hit a pop fly in the air on the second. Garrett hit one in the air for a base hit in the third. That's been it. Breaking ball down low, one ball and no strike. They're set up straight away against center fielder Hahn. Down a right-hand batter, Rooker's pitch on the way. Hit foul, deep down the right field line, no play. Got around a little bit late, hit it hard, but hit it foul.
One ball, one strike. Final game of the confrontation with the Pirates tomorrow night with Tom Seaver pitching against Steve Blass. Tonight, quite a pitching duel between Rooker and Kuzman. Inside and low, taken by Hondo, and the count is 2-1. The game in Philadelphia, the Philly pitcher, Mike Wallace, has been hit by a batted ball, and that game has been held up. Fastball on the outside corner. Hondo didn't like the ball, and the count is 2-2. Buddy Harrelson will be the next hitter. Rooker has 3 shutouts to his credit this year. Now Son Guillen setting up the mitt. Rooker goes into his windup. Here's the pitch on the way. Strike 3 called. Fastball at the letters. And Han knew it. That is the third strikeout for Jim Rooker. And it brings up Bud Harrelson. Buddy 0-1. Bounce to short. Batting at 260. Hefner shortens up a bit at third. And a pop fly hit down the left field line. Starkville running full speed to the line. Goes into foul ground and makes the catch. Side retired. The Mets go out in order. The ball caught over the line in foul ground. Rooker has now retired 7 in a row. The Mets out in order in the fifth. At the end of 5, the Pirates won. The Mets nothing.
You're listening to Mets Baseball on WKHA-FM 102.3 on your FM dial.
Willie Stargell has scored the game's only run. And Stargell will lead off against Kuzman in the sixth inning. Here's the windup and pitch by Kuzman. Fastball, strike one. Mets are not using the shift against Stargell, although they do play the defense around to right. Low outside, one ball and one strike. Buddy Harrelson remains on the shortstop side of the diamond, but pulls over toward the middle. And Wayne Garrett retreats to his left toward the hole. Swing and a miss. Curveball. One ball and 2 strikes to Willie Stargell. You can't believe how hard he swings the bat. Richie Zisk will be up next. Strike 3 call. What a pitch from the outside corner by Jerry Kuzman. For Jerry, his 6th strike out of the game. He has great stuff going here tonight. Now Richie Zisk coming up. He has lined out to Cleon Jones, been thrown out by Bud Harrelson. And the pitch by Jerry Kuzman, a little bit high, one ball and no strikes. One out and nobody on. 6th inning, Pittsburgh 1, New York nothing. Fly ball hit foul down the right field line, into the crowd. One ball and 1 strike to Richie Smith. Pirates leading hitter batting at 338. High on a fastball, 2-1. So when Son Guillen went back behind the plate, just started playing a great deal in the outfield. The 2-1 pitch. Fouled down the right field line by about a yard. And the count is 2-2. The Phillies 4 and the Cardinals 3. Philadelphia hitting in the bottom half of the fifth inning. This afternoon, Chicago defeated Montreal 5-4. The 2-2 pitch, fastball high, and he held up. Full count, 3-2 on Richie Zisk. Bill Campbell was the winner for Minnesota, and Blue Moon Odom the loser. Kuzman, 3-2 on Richie Zisk. The payoff pitch, low inside, ball 4. Fourth walk by Jerry Kuzman. And the hitter is Manny Sanguia. The Baltimore Orioles leading Detroit 6-0 in the fourth inning. The Oriole magic number is 5. Hit of the air to short right field again, running in hard to stop, and he'll make the catch. Now Rusty throws to first, trying for a double play, can't get it. Sanguia almost dropping another hit into the outfield. He dropped one of those parachutes in the fourth inning. It helped build the only run of the ballgame. This time, Staff was able to get to it in short right center. Bob Robertson, the first baseman. Grounder hit hard. It will go foul down the left field line. Strike 1. Bob Robertson has reached on a walk and taken a call 3rd strike. which he did not like, and he argued with plate umpire John McSherry about it. And the pitch on the way. Hit hard, taken on a hop by Wayne Garrett. He throws to beyond, third out. Wicked shot. Handled by Wayne Garrett, a low line drive. He took on the first hop. No runs, no hits, no errors, one left. In the middle of the sixth inning, the Pirates won and the Mets nothing.
You're listening to Mets Baseball on WKHA-FM 102.3 on your FM dial, serving you from Saratoga Springs, New York.
Jerry Kuzman leads off the last of the sixth inning. The Mets have only one hit, a single by Wayne Garrett in the third inning. Kuzman has been equally strong. He's allowed one run, which was unearned, and given up just two hits. And the pitch by Rooker. Fastball, a bit high. One ball and no strikes. Mike Wallace was hit by a batted ball in the game at Philadelphia and had to leave the game, and Darryl Brandon came in. He was hit on the left elbow. Ball two. Two balls and no strikes to Jerry Kuzman. The 2-0 pitch by Jim Rooker. Kuzman taking all the way. It's over a strike. 2-1. The 2-1 pitch. Ball three. Low outside. That's up missed. Rooker walked one in the first and one in the second, but has not walked the batter since then. The 3-1 pitch. Ball four. Going to walk. Third walk. That's a drum. Wayne Garrett coming up. Ah, the crowd at Shea starts turning on. As you can hear the Let's Go Mets cries all around the stadium. Comes over from shortstop and talks to Jim Rooker. The Pirates set up to play for the sacrifice. Hebner is in close at third. Garrett is the batter. He squares, bucks the ball back towards the mound. Rooker is throwing to second in time. They force the lead runner, Jerry Kuzman. One out and one on. With the runner at first base, Felix Beyond coming up, batting at 291. Felix has drawn a walk and hit into a force play, nothing for one. Judd trying to move Kuzman over. But Rooker made a good play. He reached the bunt and fired the ball hard to the shortstop, Maxville. Leon digging in, trying to get the second hit of the ball game for the New York Mets. Kick of the leg. Around comes the arm to the runner. Goes. Ground ball. Bounce toward the hole. Maxville, a backhand play. The throw, not in time. On a hit and run play. Maxville was on his way to second to come. Has to slam on the brake. He came back going toward the hole, made a backhand play beautifully. If the ball got into the outfield, Garrett would have gone around to third. So Maxville made quite a play. He had no chance to throw out beyond. Runners on first and second, one man away, the batter, Rusty Stein. Rusty has been into a 3-6-3 double play and grounded out second to first. So far in the game, a Rooker has been used almost every batter into hitting a ground ball. The crowd really on now. Here's the pitch to Stein. And a fly ball to the right center field. Back goes down Oliver. He'll get under it. And he makes the catch. Garrett tags up and he'll race to third after the grab. Well hit by Rusty Scott. Deep to the outfield, but playable for Al Oliver. That is the first long outfield fly hit in the game off Jim Rooker. Leon Jones has bounced to short, bounced back to the mound, nothing for two. And the pitch on the way. Line drive into left field, a base hit. Coming home to score to Sheriff. The game is tied, 1-1. Sean's 40th run batted in of the year. Drove five in last night. Runners on first and second base, 2 men away. The batter is John Milner. Milner has reached on a walk and bounced to short. The ground level is almost unbelievable here today. They are really up. Here's the pitch. Swing. That's strike one. Milner had a good cut at a curveball thrown by Jim Rooker. Milner, a pull hitter. They skate him around to right. And the pitch by the left-hander. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Big crowd tonight at Shea is 24,855. Milner at a disadvantage. A two-strike pitch. Strike three call. And Rooker won the battle. He broke a curve over the inside corner. He made a big, big pitch. His fourth strikeout. For New York, it was one run on two hits. No errors and two left on. At the end of six, the Nets won, the Pirates won.
You're listening to WKAJ-FM from Saratoga Springs, New York. 102.3 on your FM dial.
Now, match for the number 8 man in the order, and here is Kuzman's pitch swung on. It's foul back out of play on the count of 2 strikes. Dow Maxwell was at the plate in the fourth inning, no score in the ball game, and he hit a ground ball to short that should have ended the inning, but Harrelson's throw was in the dirt for an error, and the Pirates scored the first run. Here's a swing and a foul ball up to the left side out of play. But in the bottom of the sixth, Leon Jones drove in the tying run, and we're in a 1-1 tie here. The Mets and the Pirates, Shea Stadium in New York. Jim Rooker is out there on deck. Here is the pitch, and it's a curveball high and away, so it goes to 1-2 now to Dow Maxwell. Guzman has struck out 6 and walked 4. Into the motion, here's the 1-2 delivery, and it's high for a ball, so it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. Outfield defense traded toward right on the right-hand batter, Dow Maxwell. Jerry Gurdy sends out the sign, sets up the target. Guzman goes into the motion. Here's the 2-2 pitch, swung on it, and he had a right field. Perfect position for Rusty Straub, who makes the catch. He was over towards the line, and the ball was hit right there. That will bring up Jim Rooker. He has struck out and grounded out. He began his professional baseball career as an outfielder in the Detroit Tigers organization. Swings a pretty good bat. He's hitting .233 so far this year. He's driven in 2 runs. Jim Rooker, a right-hand batter. Now, Guzman into the motion, and the pitch is swung on him. Missed strike one. Alan Foster has given way to Alan Robotsky on the mound for the St. Louis Cardinals with the Phillies batting in the sixth. Here's the pitch in for a strike. It's 0-2 now to Jim Rooker. Bob Boone in his 10th home of the year in the sixth for the Philadelphia Phillies. Here's the pitch just missing low. So it's 1-2 to Rooker, followed in the order by Richie Hebner. Guzman takes a look around. A little breeze blowing. Now just ripping the flag out toward right on the flagstaff in center field. Here's the 1-2 delivery. Swung on and fouled off. Rolling back. So the count holds at 1-2 to Jim Rooker. The crowd here tonight at 24,855 runs the Mets. Total fan attendance at Shea Stadium this season to 1,710,015. Now Rooker is back in. Nobody on base with one man out. Guzman goes into the motion, the 1-2 delivery. Swung on a check on. He's looking around for a swing and strike. John McSherry hesitated just a moment before he gave the strike sign as Rooker started to swing at the high pitch and tried to lay off. It is a swinging strikeout. Number 7 for Guzman. Richie Hebner is showing up. Ebner was forced into action after Randy Sennett went out with a full muscle on the left side of the rib cage. Jim McKee is throwing in the bullpen now for the Pittsburgh Pirates. Jim McKee. Guzman's pitch to the left-hand batter. Breaks high and tight. 1-0. Ebner played against the Met right-hander Tom Seaver in the first game out in Pittsburgh. Here's a 1-0 pitch.
swung on and hit high into the air to deep right field. It is way back. Rusty Stubb goes to the wall. It is a home run for Richie Hebner. Hebner with a home run off the left-hander. It is his 24th of the year, and the Pittsburgh Pirates go out in front by a score of 2-1. Richie Hebner, who did not start the ball game because the Mets started the left-hand pitcher, pressed into service when Rennie Sutton pulled a muscle, now has hit a home run off Sussman to put the Pirates out in front by a score of 2-1. Dave Cash is up. He's a right-hand batter, 1-for-3 tonight. Pitch is inside for a ball. It's 1-0. The hits are all even in the ballgame. The Pirates have had 3 and the Mets have had 3. Here's Sussman again delivering a 1-0, and this one is zipped in for a called strike. It's 1-1. Dave Cash questions the call of plate umpire John McGarry. Here's the 1-1. Curveball, it misses high, so it's 2-1 now. That home run was hit with 2 men out. Getting a little action started down in the Met bullpen now. There's a swing and a base hit at the right center field. Rusty Staub over into the alley, scooped it up, and Cash holds with a single to right center field. Ray Sadecki is up and throwing. Ray Sadecki is throwing in the Met bullpen. Left-hand batter Al Oliver is coming up. Slide to center, grounded out twice, 0-for-3. The Pirates 2 and the Mets 1. The Pirates are batting in the top of the 7th inning. Goodman sets up, checks Cash at first. Here's the pitch, and it's outside low for a ball, 1-0. Milner is holding against the runner at first base. Goodman again sets and deals, and pitches inside for a ball. 2-0 to Al Oliver, who is followed in the order by Wilbur Starchill. Outfield defense set straight away and deep against Al Oliver. Time called as Bud Harrelson comes in from his post at shortstop to have a word with his pitcher, Jerry Kuzman. Kuzman takes off his cap to mop his brow. Harry Parker is out there throwing also now with Sadecki. Right-hander Harry Parker, left-hander Ray Sadecki. John McSherry, the plate umpire, started to the mound, but the conference breaks up. Harrelson jogs back to his post at short. The count to Oliver is 2-0. This is a 2-0 delivery on the way. And it is low for a ball. Down in Philadelphia, the Cardinals tied at 4-4 with 2 out in the 6th as McBride was hit by a pitch and came around on Simmons' double. Here's the pitch in for a call strike. It's 3-1. But the Bills came back in their half of the 6th with 1 away. Boone hit his 10th homer. And with 2 gone, Luzinski hit number 29. Here's a throw to first, not in time. When Robinson doubled, Roboski replaced Boston. Montanez was hit by a pitch. Schmidt beat out a hit loading the bases. Boyle was called out on strike. The Bills are leading 6-4. Bringing a ground ball by Oliver to second base. Mejian has it. Goes to first in time, and the side is retired. So it is one run on 2 hits, no errors, and 1 left. And in the middle of the 7th inning, the score is the Pirates 2 and the Mets 1.
WKAJ-FM, 102.3 on your FM dial, serving you from Saratoga Springs, New York.
In tennis, Billie Jean King reeled off 3 straight games for a 6-3 victory in the second set. She won the first set 6-4, and she won the second set over Bobby Riggs 6-3. Right here, the Mets are trailing by a run with Jerry Grody up in the bottom of the 7th. The Mets crowd has been up and stretching midway of the 7th inning, and they are ready to lend whatever verbal support they may to the Mets cause here. Jim Rooker has allowed the Mets 1 run on 3 hits so far. Grody is the number 6 man in the order, so the Mets bullpen continues to stay warm. Rooker looks in to get a sign from Manny Sanghia, and he has it, dips into the motion. Here's the pitch to Grody, hit in the air, foul to the right side, out of play. It's strike one. Rooker has struck out 4, he's walked 3 here tonight. Mets got to him for a run in the 6th inning when he walked Sussman. Garrett bunted into a 4th play, but then Leon single, and after Rusty Staub flied out, Leon Jones single to drive in the run, and then Milner was called out on strike, leaving 2 men stranded. Now the strike one delivery to Grody. Swung on and having it on the ground. Deep shortstop, big hop to Max, a long throw, and he's out at first base on a bang-bang play. Maxwell went deep in the hole, rim of the outfield grass. Came up and over with a long throw and got it to first just in time to get Grody. That'll bring up Don Hahn, center fielder. He's gone 0 for 2 here tonight. Rooker takes the side and saw again. Here's the left-hander with the pitch, and it is low for a ball. 1-0 to Don Hahn. The Pirates 2 runs, 4 hits. The Mets 1 run, 3 hits. Bud Harrelson is waiting on deck. Now the 1-0 delivery, and it's on the ground. Shortstop, big hop up again to Maxwell. Sidearms this one to first in time. 2 away. Bud Harrelson has grounded out and fouled out down the left field line. 0 for 2. Switch hitter. Batting right-handed tonight. His natural side. After this game, the Mets will have 9 to play. And the pitch. Swung on and hit in the air down the right field line. Coming on is Sisk. It is crossed, and Sisk makes the catch in foul territory for the put out. Richie Sisk in full flight came across the line and stabbed the glove out to gather in the foul ball for the put out. So the side is retired. In order, nothing across. And at the end of 7 innings of play, the score is the Pirates 2 and the Mets 1.
You're listening to Mets Baseball on WKAJ-FM 102.3 on your FM dial.
Now, Willie Stargell is up, swings and sends a ground ball foul back at first base. It is strike one to Willie Stargell. All right, the batting in the top of the eighth inning. Gary Kuzman still on the mound for the New York Mets. Stargell tonight has struck out, walked, and struck out. Kuzman's delivery swung on, broken bat, ground ball to shortstop. Harrelson has it, goes to first in time. Stargell's out. Broke the bat on the 3-2 ground ball to short. We pause for station identification. This is the New York Mets Baseball Network.
You're listening to Mets Baseball on WKAJ-FM 102.3 on your FM dial, serving you from Saratoga Springs, New York.
This is Lindsey Nelson with Ralph Kanner and Bob Murphy at Shea Stadium in New York, and Richie Sisk is up, right-hand batter. Kuzman's pitch is in for a call strike. The Pirates are leading by a score of 2-1, and they're batting in the top of the eighth. Zisk has lined to left, grounded out, and walked so far tonight. It's a curveball foul back of third out of play. 2-strike count now to Richie Zisk. He's followed in the order by the Panamanian catcher, Manny Songia. Zisk is back in and waiting. Here's the 0-2 shot. Taken high. He started to go but did not pull the trigger. Richie Zisk, born in Brooklyn, reared in the Queens, went to high school in New Jersey. One, two delivery, not a test. Swung on it. This got him with a breaking pitch. Strikeout, number 8 for Jerry Kuzman. 2 Pirates out. Manny Songia coming up. He looped the base hit into right center into fourth to help build the Pirates run. He flied out to right for 6. He is overall 1 for 3 for the night. He's a right-hand batter. Pirates 2 runs, 4 hits. The Mets 1 run, 3 hits. Here's Kuzman's delivery. Late foul up the left field line. It was a breaking pitch, and Songia got around and drilled it up the line. Foul. Strike one. Bob Robertson has moved out on deck. The Commissioner of Baseball, Bowie Kuhn, is here tonight. Seated in the club box to the home plate side of the Mets dugout. Now the pitch. Curveball popped up to deep short. Harrelson on the outfield grass. And the side is retired. Nothing across. And in the middle of the eighth inning, the score is the Pirates 2 and the Mets 1. Pittsburgh Pirates will be here again tomorrow night. That'll be their final appearance of the season here. St. Louis Cardinals will be here Saturday afternoon, Sunday afternoon. Monday's an off day, and then the Montreal Expos are in on Tuesday night, and it's Willie Mays night. Some of the outstanding players in the history of the game will be here to help the fans honor Willie Mays, who today announced his retirement isn't effective at the end of the season as an active player. Then Montreal will be here for a night game on the 26th. That will conclude the home schedule for the Mets this year. Tickets are now on sale at a wide variety of convenient ticket locations all around the town for those games. In tennis, Bobby Riggs started service in the first game of the third set, but Mrs. King broke him as he won only 1 point. She then held her own serve with 2 straight points at deuce to take a 2-0 lead. So Billie Jean King won the first 2 sets, 6-4, 6-3, and she is leading 2-love in this set. Jim Beauchamp is going to come out to bat for Kuzman now. As the Mets come up in the bottom of the eighth inning, it'll be Jim Beauchamp to bat for Jerry Kuzman. It was Jim Beauchamp who started the 5-run rally in Pittsburgh night before last with a pinch hit leading off the ninth inning. But not leading off, with one man out, actually. He batted for the pitcher and got a base hit. Beauchamp is hitting .267. He has 14 runs batted in. Right-hand batter facing left-hand pitcher Jim Rooker, who's been in all the way. The Pirates are leading 2-1 as the Mets come up in the bottom of the eighth inning. Rooker has struck out 4, walked 3. Started the night with a record of 9 wins, 5 losses. That pitch is a fastball high and away, so it's 1-0. Wayne Garrett is on deck. Now the 1-0 delivery. In there for a call strike. It's 1-1 to Beauchamp. Harry Parker throwing in the Mets bullpen. Rooker starts, works with the 1-1. And it's into the left field, hanging in there for a base hit. Retrieved now by Sargent and played back, and Jim Beauchamp has delivered a pitch single to left. With nobody out, the dying run is at first base, and Garrett is trying to read the sign of Eddie Yost at third to see if the sacrifice is on. Garrett attempted to sacrifice in the sixth inning and went it into a fourth play. Now here comes a runner. Martinez will run to Beecher. Martinez is running for Beecher, who gets a hand as he goes back to the dugout. Martinez probably would have started at third base tonight in place of Garrett against the left-hander, but for the fact that he, Martinez, had a sore throat. Now he's being used as a pinch runner. Richie Hepler at third moves up on the grass. The Pirates, of course, expect the Mets to be sacrificing. Rooker sets up. Here's the pitch. Garrett's around. Puts the ball up the first base line. Fielded by Robertson. Goes to first in time, and holding a second is Martinez. Second baseman Dave Cash came over to cover, and Robertson almost threw it away. He had to shift to the outside. The dying run is in second with one man out, and Felix Dion will be coming up. If you're scoring on the sacrifice by Garrett, it goes 3-4. Dion has walked, grounded into a fourth play, and on the hit and run play, got an infield hit. Pirates are holding a conference now. Second baseman Dave Cash, shortstop Dal Maxville, pitcher Jim Rooker, and catcher Manny Sankey, an all-in conference. They start heating up the bullpen even more. Bob Johnson up and throwing once again, and Raymond Hernandez is now throwing in the Pirates bullpen. Now Sankey comes back behind the plate. Meanwhile, Bernie Carbo is at a home run for the St. Louis Cardinals in the seventh. The Phillies now lead the Cards 6-5. Dion is in and waiting, choking up on that bat now. Martinez takes his lead at second base. Here's the pitch, and he's in there for a call strike. Rusty Staub is on deck. One man out, Martinez. Running for Jim Beauchamp at second base. Outfield defense shaded toward right against Felix Dion. Dion hitting .292 for the year, has 3 home runs and 35 runs batted in. Jim Rooker now bent forward to take the sign. Hands on his knees. has it. He steps up, gets the runner back in second. Here's the pitch. Swung on and loose out of the right center field. It's going to be in for a base hit. Martinez only goes to third and holds up. And now he gets the green light. Martinez comes to the plate. He scores. Leon is safe at second base. The score is tied. The Pirates 2 in the Mets 2. The ball was bumbled in the outfield. Martinez is in the dash for the plate. The throw went to second base. Leon is safe there. Stadium is a madhouse. That ball was looped out in the right center field. Martinez held up to see whether or not it would be in there. He advanced to third and would have stayed there except for the fact that the ball was overrun at first by Al Oliver, and then when he picked it up, he dropped it. An error is charged against Oliver. An error against Oliver, a single to Leon. No run batted in. The score is tied. 2-2, and Rusty Strom is up. The go-ahead run is in scoring position in second with one man out. In the swing, and a drive, one hop. Taken by first baseman Robinson. He goes to the bag. He is out, and going to third is Leon. That was a shot. Hit right down the line by Rusty Strom. But Bob Robinson was playing a deep first baseman guarding the line. With a big swing of the glove, he brought it up on the short hop. Then went to the bag. So Cleon Jones comes to the plate. Leon is at third. Here comes Mel Wright, the pitching coach of the Pirates, out to the mound. Mel Wright is going to the mound. They got the bullpen warm with Bob Johnson and Raymond Hernandez. The Mets have tied it up at 2-2 here in the bottom of the eighth inning. They are making a bid to take the lead. Cleon Jones will be coming up. He had a base hit to drive in the first set run in the sixth inning. He drove in five last night with two home runs. The conference continues at the mound. And Senator Riggs got on the board in the third set by holding service in the third game to trail 2-1. Bobby then broke her serve to make it 2-2. So Billie Jean King and Bobby Riggs are even at 2-2 in the third set. Billie Jean King won the first two sets, 6-4, 6-3. Now Cleon Jones is going to be put on. They will not pitch to Jones with Milner on deck. Cleon Jones is being intentionally walked. There it is outside for a ball. Was the purpose of the strategy meeting? Do we pitch to Jones, who has decimated Pirate pitching in this series? And the decision was no, we do not. We pitch to the left-hand batter, John Milner, who tonight has walked, grounded out, and struck out. There is ball four, an intentional walk to Cleon Jones. He goes to first. Felix Leon holds it scared, and John Milner is coming up to try to hang in there against the left-hander. The ball that looked like a sure base hit was the one that Rusty stopped. Swung on and sent right down the line, but it was short hop by Robertson for a play unassisted at first. Now Milner, in and waiting. That's number four in the net batting order. That runner's lead at first and third, and here is the pitch. It is low for a ball, and it's 1-0. Gary Brody is waiting on deck. The Pirates 2 and the Mets 2. The Mets are batting in the bottom of the eighth inning. Two men on. Rooker has the sign. Sets up again now. Here's the pitch to the left-hand batter, John Builder. Swung on and missed. It's 1-1. Harry Parker continues to throw down in the Mets bullpen. Meanwhile, in Philadelphia, Alan Romoski has been replaced by Diego Segui on the mound for the St. Louis Cardinals. Segui now pitching for St. Louis. Philadelphia batting in the bottom of the seventh inning. Phillies are leading down there by a score of 6-5. The hammer, John Milner, back in and waiting. Met runners lead at first and third. The 1-1 delivery. Swung on, hit in the air to left field. Going cross now is Dal Maxwell. He makes the catch in short left, and the side is retired. So Milner pops out to Dal Maxwell in short left field. It is one run on two hits. So it's a walk and error on two men left. At the end of eight innings of play, the score is the Mets 2 and the Pirates 2.
You're listening to WKAJ-FM from Saratoga Springs, New York. 102.3 on your FM dial.
The pitcher for the New York Mets is Harry Parker, coming in to make his 36th appearance. Last time out, he worked 2 2/3 here on Sunday against the Chicago Cubs. He allowed no runs and only one hit. He went out when he was struck on the thumb by a batted ball. He has a record of 7 wins and 3 losses. Right-hander Harry Parker. Guzman worked 8 innings. He gave up 2 runs on 5 hits. He struck out 8 and he walked 4. Philadelphia Phillies did not score in the bottom of the 7th inning. The Cardinals are coming up in the 8th now with the Phillies leading them by a score of 6-5. Max Scherz against Diego Segui in that ballgame now. This afternoon, the Cubs beat Montreal 5-4, and the Giants beat Cincinnati 7-5. Atlanta is in Los Angeles in a later start. Bob Robertson will lead it off for the Pittsburgh Pirates in the top of the 9th inning. Parker has an ERA of 3.34. He's had 5 saves this year. Right-hand power hitter Bob Robertson. Here is Parker with a pitch high and tight. And in jerking his head back to get away, a hard hat flew off the head of Robertson. He wears the soft cap underneath, and he has to retrieve each separately because they went in different directions. And he went in yet another. The sore thumb might make Parker conveniently wild. It's 1-0. Dal Nashville is on deck. Outfield defense straight away and deep against Bob Robertson. Here's Parker again with a pitch. It's high. He goes behind 2-0. Two-oh delivery. In there for a call strike. It's 2-1. Big Dave Parker has been moving around the dugout of the Pittsburgh Cards with a bat. Here's a swing and a miss and strike two. Robertson batting number 7 in the order for the Pirates. He's played a lot more for Danny Murtaugh than he did for Bill Burton before the managerial change was made. Here's the 2-2 delivery. Curveball just missed. Just missed the outside corner. He came over the top, and the count is out full at 3-2 now. St. Louis Cardinals did not score in the 8th. Here's a pitch high, and it's a walk. A leadoff walk issued to Robertson by Harry Parker, and Dal Maxwell will be the batter. Maxwell has walked on an error, flying to right. He looks down to see if the sacrifice is on, and Bill Mazeroski, the coach at Spirit, is flashing the sign for it. The Phillies are batting in the bottom of the 8th inning, leading the Cardinals by a score of 6-5. Dave Augustine started out. Now he comes on to run. Dave Augustine is going to run for Robertson, who is out of the ballgame. Dave Augustine runs for Robertson. Maxwell at the plate, Garrett on the grass at third, expecting a sacrifice. He's around. He punts the ball to the first base side. Parker has it. He goes to Millon, covering that moves runner, Dave Augustine, to second base. The sacrifice goes 1-4 if you're scoring. Now, big Dave Parker is going to come up to bat for the pitcher, Jim Rooker. Parker, Dave Parker, will bat for Rooker. Dave Parker is hitting 273. He's had 4 homers and 12 runs batted in. Rooker is out of the ballgame. After having pitched 8 innings, 2 runs on 5 hits, he struck out 4 and he walked 4, one of them intentionally. Dave Parker's a left-hand batter, and he is big. Dave Augustine leads at second base. The pitch is in for a call strike. Bob Johnson, Ramon Hernandez throwing in the Pirate bullpen. Johnson the right-hander, Hernandez the left-hander. This is an 0-1 delivery. Swung on. Missed him on the fifth. He got him on a little side arc swing. It's 0-2 now. Richie Hebner is on deck. Hebner had a home run in the 7th inning. The break what was at that time a 1-1 tie. This will be an 0-2 delivery to Dave Parker. And a ball just missed inside. Just missed. And it really popped into that glove of Jerry Grody. It's 1-2 now to Parker. He was a little undecided about what to do. Decided to take it and then wondered. He looked quickly at umpire John McSherry. Augustine leads at second. Here's a pitch. Swung on. Actually, just back into the glove of Grody for a strikeout. Now, Yogi Berra's coming out to have a strategy conference. He wants to know how Parker feels about pitching to Hebner. Would he rather put Hebner on, first base is open, and pitch to Dave Cash, your right-hand batter? You may recall that in Pittsburgh night before last, manager Yogi Berra walked Will Vestargo, who was at that time the possible winning run. But the strategy worked successfully. Ray Sadecki's up and throwing in the Met bullpen again now. The decision has been made, whatever it is. Hebner is 1-for-3 for the night. Get a home run to 7. Then they're going to walk him and pitch to Cash. An intentional walk will be issued to Hebner. He's outside for a ball. Outside ball 2. Dave Augustine leading off the back with each successive pitch out there at second. Dave Cash is waiting on deck. Dave Cash is 2-for-4. He had a single. He grounded out short to first, grounded out third to first, and had another single. Dave Cash is hitting .263 for the season. He has 2 home runs and 26 runs batted in. Hebner skips down to first base now. Augustine holds at second. 2 men are out. Score tied 2-2. Pirates batting in the top of the ninth inning. Dave Cash at the plate. Jerry Grody sends a sign out to Harry Parker. Curveball, and it's in there for a call strike. Came over the top and broke it right through the strike zone. It's 0-1 to Dave Cash. Pirate runners lead at first and second. 2 men are out. Parker's pitch. Low for a ball and outside. It's 1-1. Al Oliver is on deck. Runners again lead first and second. 1-1 delivery, and it's inside. 2-1. The day is tagged. Sadecki continues to throw down in the bullpen. Sadecki is, of course, a left-hander. The Pirates have successive left-hand batters following Cash, Oliver, and Stargell. Here's a 2-1 pitch. Swung on and popped up foul back and out of play. Behind the plate, back into the seats, and the count goes to 2 balls and 2 strikes. Harry Parker goes back, touches his fingertips to the rosin bag, steps up on the rubber now. Looks into Jerry Grody. Dave Augustine, the runner at second base. Richie Hebner at first. Here's a swing and a drive into left field. And coming around third, coming on to score, is Augustine. Hebner goes to third. The throw goes to second, and he is safe at second as the ball skitters off the glove of Mejon. It is scored as a double and a run batted in. And the Pirates lead by a score of 3-2. Cash sitting out there at second. Getting up slowly, Don Leppert, the first base coach, goes to see about him. Tony Barterome, the trainer, goes to see about him. He went sliding in. Jones throws, skittered off the glove of Mejon in a cloud of dust. That ball was looped down the line. Cleon Jones could not possibly get to it. He hustled it up in a hurry, but with 2 men out, of course, the runners were going all out, and Augustine scored from second easily. No play made on him at all. Hebner is now at third. Cash is at second. He's all right. Al Oliver is coming up as the Pirates have recaptured the lead here by a score of 3-2 in the top of the ninth. Al Oliver, left-hand batter up. Runner second and third. Here's a pitch high and tight for a ball, 1-0. Oliver against the left-hander. Kuzman went 0-for-4 tonight. Slide to center, grounded out, grounded out, grounded out. Parker again, up and into the motion. Here's a pitch, and it's in there for a called strike. Just got the inside portion of the plate. It's 1-1. One-one pitch swung on and pops up to second base. Mejon's out there on the grass in short right, and he makes the catch. The side is retired, but the Pittsburgh Pirates got a run on 2 walks and a hit. There were no errors and 2 men left. And in the middle of the ninth inning, the score is The Pirates 3 and the Mets 2.
For the Pittsburgh Pirates, now Dave Augustine, who came in to run in the last inning, stays in the ballgame in center field, and Al Oliver moves over to play first base. And Bob Johnson comes in to do the pitching. Bob Johnson is making his 45th appearance of the year. He has a record of 4 wins and 2 losses. Last time out against the Mets, night before last in Pittsburgh, he went 2/3 of an inning, allowed no runs and no hits. Bob Johnson, who is himself a former New York Met. Tim Boswell is going to come up now to bat for the New York Mets. Boswell will bat for Grody. This is a righty-lefty switch. Boswell being used as a pinch hitter for Jerry Grody. Boswell is hitting 215. He's had 2 home runs, both of them pinch homers, and 14 runs batted in this season. The Phillies are batting in the bottom of the 8th inning at Philadelphia, still leading the Cardinals by a score of 6-5. Boswell throughout the season has been the best number one left-hand batting pinch hitter. Rooker went 8 innings, gave up 2 runs on 5 hits, struck out 4, walked 4. One of them intentionally has left the game as pitcher of record on the long side of the 3-2 score. The Mets are 1 run short as they come up in the bottom of the ninth. Now Boswell is in and waiting. Right-hander Bob Johnson takes the sign from catcher Manny Sanguia. Luke Johnson's first pitch. Swung on, and it's Luke out in the right field for a base hit. Balls in safely. Hustled up by Richie Sisson. Boswell has opened up the bottom of the ninth with a single to right. Don Hahn is the batter. Don Hahn has gone 0 for 3 tonight. He looks down to Eddie Yost to see if the sacrifice is on. Al Oliver at first over to hold against the runner. Richie Heppner on the grass at third, fully expecting a sacrifice bunt. Does bunt the first base side, and it is taken there by Al Oliver. He makes the play at first after having missed on a tag attempt. The sacrifice goes 3-4, and moving to second is Boswell. Oliver came in to field the ball. He tried to tag hot, and he went by, missed him, then had to make the play back to Dave Cash covering at first base. But it moved the potential sign run into scoring position at second base, and Bud Harrelson is coming up. Harrelson is down 0 for 3 tonight. Ed Greenville is moved out on deck. Ed Greenville moves out on deck. Now Harrelson turns. He was already up there at the batter's box. He turned and walked back to the dugout. Yogi Berra is going to his bench right now. He's going to send Greenville up to bat for Harrelson. So Greenville is swinging a bat there in the on deck circle. Conference at the mound now with the Pittsburgh Pirates. Heppner comes over. Cash comes over. Luther Barnes goes down toward the bullpen now to loosen up his arm. Luther Barnes, who is an infielder, that's protecting himself, and Harrelson is out of the ballgame now. Now, Mets are batting in the bottom of the ninth inning. The Pirates are leading by a score of 3-2. Here comes Mel Wright, the pitching coach. Out to the mound now. He's got Ramon Hernandez, a left-hander, out there in the bullpen if he wants to go to him. And I think he does the way he's looking. Van goes down there for Hernandez. Hernandez will be brought in here. Of course, Yogi Berra does not have to leave Greenville up there now. Problem is that he is almost bereft of right-hand batters. Duffy Dyer, Luke Barnes, Willie Mays, those are his eligible men. Ramon Hernandez is coming in to make his 56th appearance. He has a record of 4 wins and 5 losses. Night before last against the Mets, he went 2 innings, gave up 4 runs on 4 hits. Ramon Hernandez getting the ride in. Meanwhile, in tennis, Bobby Riggs held his serve in the 7th game as Mrs. King began serving with a 4-3 lead. She swept the game with a loss of only 1 point to go 5-3 after 8 games. Mrs. King then made it game, set, and match with a break after several deuce points to win it all, 6-4, 6-3, 6-3. So Billie Jean King has defeated Bobby Riggs, 6-4, 6-3, 6-3. Tonight the Phillies have beaten St. Louis 6-5. And the Mets are trailing by a run here in the bottom of the ninth inning. Now coming out is George Theodore. We forgot George Theodore. George Theodore, who has not appeared since he went on the disabled list. Theodore is
coming out for the first time since he went out to the table left after his collision with Hahn in the outfield here at Shea. And he comes out swinging back. George Theodore, the rookie who twice was badly injured. And his first season in the majors, it was July 7th. July 7th that he was in the collision with Hahn here. He had a dislocated hip. He went on to the table left. And this will be his first appearance since. Theodore is batting for Craneville. George Theodore marches around now. Theodore was batting 261 when he went out of action. He had had one homer and 15 runs batted out. He is a tall, gangling right-hand batter. Now, Ramon Hernandez with his first pitch. And it is taken high for a ball. There's one man out. Boswell is in second. The Pirates are leading 3-2. George Theodore wears glasses there at the plate. Here's the 1-0 delivery. And it's in for a call strike, 1-1. He was struck in the face by a pitch ball in San Diego. The glasses were shattered earlier this year. In Philadelphia, Darryl Brandon was the winner and Alan Foster was the loser. As the Phillies beat the Cardinals 6-5. Hernandez again bent forward to get the side. Sets up. Here's the 1-1 to Theodore. And it breaks low for a ball. It's 2-1. Hernandez again. Bending forward. Sets up. 2-1 delivery. And it's in there for a call strike. 2-2. Theodore now settles into the batter's box, waves that batter time or two, points it out towards the pitcher characteristically. Hernandez takes off one side. Now he's ready. Here's a 2-2, and it's in there for a call strike three. Got him looking at a 2-2 fastball. So Theodore has been called out on strike. Two away, the Mets are down to their last out of the ballgame as Duffy Dyer comes around to bat for Harry Parker. Duffy Dyer is hitting 181. He has one home run and 8 runs batted in. Dyer now in the batter's box, swinging the bat loosely. Boswell leads to second base. He's the tying run there. Two men are out. The Pirates are leading by a score of 3-2. Pitch to Duffy Dyer. Swung on and hit in the air. The deep left field. It's way back toward the wall. And Sargent can't get it. It's off the wall. Boswell comes on to score. Play a second pass. Sargent with a double. And the score is tied at 3-3. As Hernandez has started to deliver to Wayne Garrett. Time was called by Yogi Berra, and it's Greg Hart coming in to run for Dyer. Greg Hart is running for Dyer. The ovation is for Duffy Dyer. Greg Hart is running for Duffy Dyer at second base. Two men out, score tied 3-3, and Wayne Garrett at the plate. Hernandez with a pitch to the left-hand batter, and it's pulling away for a ball. It is the first run batted in by Duffy Dyer since July 10th. He hit the wall and left on the fly for the double. Hernandez with a pitch to Garrett. In there for a strike. Garrett started to swing and laid off. All right, tonight is 1-3 and a sacrifice. This place is a bedlam. As the Mets again have come back from the brink to tie the score at 3-3. Felix Leon is waiting on deck as Hernandez sets up. Offers 1-1. Here's a swing and a miss. It's 1-2. Ray Sadecki is throwing in the Met bullpen. Hernandez walks back to the infield back behind the mound. Fingers to Rosenbeck. The count is 1-2 to Wayne Garrett at the plate. Greg Hart leading at second base. Now the ball is dropped on the mound for a balk. That is a balk. The ball is dropped and Greg Hart goes to third. As he started to come up with the ball and come set, Hernandez drops the ball. That is a balk. Greg Hart is awarded third base. The count is 1-2 now to Wayne Garrett. The winning run is 90 feet away with two men out. The Mets are batting in the bottom of the ninth inning. The score is tied, 3-3. Hernandez will work straight away with a 1-2 pitch to Garrett. Swung on and this struck him out of this game. We'll go into extra inning. Wayne Garrett struck out swinging on a sidearm curveball. And so, the Mets got a run. Two hits. No errors, one left. And at the end of nine full innings of play, the score is tied. The Pirates 3 and the Mets 3.
What's Flip Wilson? You name practically any subject, and it's like I hear a voice say, tell a joke about it, tell a joke about it. But there's one subject I can find nothing funny about. Cancer is much too serious a situation. But fortunately, it's a situation that's becoming more hopeful all the time. I understand from the American Cancer Society that doctors are able to save patients today who would have been lost only a few years ago. That's good. That's progress. And things look very promising for the next few years, too. But our scientists doing cancer research need money. Money that has to come from us. So just remember that American Cancer Society slogan, fight cancer with a checkup and a check. The checkup is your best personal protection. And the check, because your American Cancer Society wants to wipe out cancer in your lifetime.
Soon, your American Cancer Society volunteer, your neighbor, will come calling on you. Be sure you give generously. Thank you.
WKAJ-FM, 102.3 on your FM dial, serving you from Saratoga Springs, New York.
Well, the New York Mets now. Ray Sadecki comes in to do the pitching. Ron Hodges will do the catching. Boswell stays in at third base, and Garrett moves to shortstop. So those are the Mets changes. Ray Sadecki, left-hander, coming in to make his 30th appearance. He has a record of 4 wins and 4 losses. Last time out, night before last at Pittsburgh, he went 3 innings against the Pirates, allowed no runs and 1 hit. Ron Hodges, the catcher, Ray Sadecki, the pitcher, Wayne Garrett, the shortstop, and Boswell is the third baseman. Wilbur Stargell will lead it off for the Pittsburgh Pirates. Boswell bats 6, Hodges bats 8, Sadecki bats 9. But now Sadecki faces the Pirates. Stargell tonight has gone 0-for-3 in a walk. Windmills that bat around as left-hander Ray Sadecki goes into the motion, and here is his pitch. Swung on, hit high up in the air to right center field. Rusty Straub comes up to the pond. Straub calls and makes the catch. A towering pop fly. That will bring up Ricky Fitz. For the Baltimore Orioles now, their magic number is 4. Richie Zisk is at the plate, having gone 0-for-3 in a walk tonight, right-hand batter. One man out, nobody on, Sadecki delivers, and it's low for a ball. Long during the season, Sadecki picks up a slip pitch that he uses as a change of pace. Now the 1-0 offering. And the fastball misses outside. It's 2-0. Again, the left-hander deals, and that one tipped right in there for a called strike. Manny Sanguin is waiting on deck now for the Pittsburgh Pirates. They've got that bullpen warming up once again. They work down through the batting order, batting here in the top half of the 10th inning. There's Dusty Jim McKee in the bullpen. Here's a pitch. Swung on, fouled off to the right side, out of play. Count is 2 balls and 2 strikes. 2-2 is the count to Richie Zisk. Zisk taking a little time. A little war and nerves going on here. 2-2 delivery. And there's a call, strike three. Sudeikis zips it in for the second out. Two away, and Manny Sanguian is the batter. He pops it short. He had a base hit. He flies to right, and he pops it short again. He helps to build the first power run. Back in the top of the fourth, it was an unearned run. He's a right-hand batter. Outfield defense is straight away. Wind is ripping the flag out toward right with no great velocity. Sudeikis now ready to go. It swung on and lined into left field. Hanging up there, Jones jumps over to make the catch. Leon Jones came over to make the catch on the line drive that managed to hang up long enough for him to grab it. And the side is retired in order, nothing across. In the middle of the 10th inning, the score is tied. The Pirates 3 and the Mets 3. Jim McKee comes in to do the pitching. Jim McKee, a right-hander, is in to pitch for the Pittsburgh Pirates. He is making his 13th appearance. He has no one or loss record. In the first game of the series on Monday night in Pittsburgh, he pitched 3 innings and gave up no runs and only 4 hits. Jim McKee was at Charleston for a good part of the year, where he won 7 and lost 5, had an ERA of 3.55, struck out 72, and walked 44. During August, in the International League, he had a record of 6 wins and no losses, an earned run average of 1.19, and that's what got him the trip to Pittsburgh. 2 of his August wins were shutouts, and 5 were complete games. Jim McKee. The right-hander will be facing Felix Neon, Rusty Staub, and Cleon Jones as the Mets bat in the bottom of the 10th trying to pull it out. Neon is coming around to lead it off. Leon. In and waiting now, and McKee delivers, swung on, and it is loose out into first base, where it's taken by Al Oliver, almost into right field, we were going to say, as Oliver retreated and took it one step onto the outfield track, back to first. Actually, Felix Leon was sort of moving back, and he hit the ball in the air down to first, one away, and Rusty Staub will be the batter. Rusty Staub has gone 0 for 4 here tonight. Conference at the mound, now Sanguian talking to McKee. Staub for the year hitting 268. He's had 14 home runs and 69 runs batted in. Score tied 3-3. Mets batting in the bottom of the 10th, Shea Stadium in New York. McKee goes into motion. The pitch to Rusty Staub, and it's a fastball in there for a called strike. 1-1. Richie Hebner even with the bag at third. Wind again blows a little dust across the infield, and Rusty Staub steps out at the plate. He reads the sign to Manny Sanguian, offers 1-1. It's a swing and a high pop off the line at third, and Hebner is there, and he makes the catch. Hebner just across the line in foul territory, takes the pop. We pause for station identification. This is the New York Mets Baseball Network. McKee's pitch. In there for a call strike. John Milner is on deck. Jones, standing right in and waiting as McKee delivers a changeup. It is high and off the fat part of Sanguian's glove, and it comes rolling on back. McKee now taking his time, rubbing up the new ball. Marches up to the rubber and turns to look into Sanguian. Outfield is sent straight away against Leon Jones. Here is the 1-1 offering. Swung on and missed. It's 1-2. And the carrier, the plate umpire, Dr. has indicated, it leaves that. He now on the rubber, both feet even there as he looks in. Two men
got nobody on, the 1-2 delivery. Curveball swung on and missed. Had him with a high curveball, and the side is retired. We'll be going to the 11th inning. Side retired in order. And the 10th, nothing across. And at the end of 10 full innings of play, the score is tied. The Pirates 3 and the Mets 3. And now, Reddy Sadecki will face Dave Augustine as the Pirates bat in the top of the 11th inning. Augustine came on as a pinch runner in the ninth inning and stayed in the ballgame. He's been up only twice. He's had a hit one time, so he's batting 500. He is a right-hand batter with excellent speed. Boswell, even with the bag of spirit on the side over guarding the line, getting advice from shortstop Wayne Garrett. Here's a pitch in for a call strike. 0-1. Dal Maxwell is on deck. Ron Hodges is the net catcher, and here's Sadecki, strike one delivery. Swung and hit on the ground foul onto the left side, just to the corner of the pilot dugout. 0-2, the count. Augustine settles himself back into the batter's box. Outfield defense straight away against him. Now that the count's gone to two strikes, Boswell has retreated, playing a deeper third base, but still guarding the line. Fastball is inside low. It's 1-2. Augustine in the International League was hitting .276 this year. Hit 7 home runs, 52 runs batted in. 1-2 delivery. Swung on and hit on the ground. Foul back up there with a breaking pitch. So the count holds at 1-2. I just flashes the sign. 1-2 pitch. Swung on, fouled off. It holds at 1-2. Before tonight's ball game, we were talking to Ray Sadecki about his role this season for the New York Mets. He was in the bullpen at the start of the season. Matter of fact, wasn't used very much at all, either way. And then, as the Mets got shorthanded, he was moved into the starting rotation. Did an outstanding job. And as they started making their run, he went back to the bullpen, where he has also done an excellent job. 1-2 pitch. Swung on and struck him out. Sadecki with his second strikeout. Now he'll pitch to Dal Maxwell. We were asking Sadecki if that bothered him, the fact of his changing his roles. He said not at all. He was stimulated by it, delighted with the whole thing. Rube Walker, the Mets pitching coach, just said that if you had a whole staff of Ray Sadecki, there's one thing you'd never have, and that would be a personality problem. Because he doesn't complain about how he's used or when he's used or if he's used. When he's called on, he simply goes out and does the best he can. Pitch to the right-hand batting, Dal Maxwell. In for a call strike. Maxwell, 0-2, a walk and a sacrifice tonight. We're on the top of the 11th inning, and the score is tied at 3-3. Here's a pitch in for a call strike. It's 0-2. Maxwell started the swing late off and should have. Jim McKee is waiting on deck. There is no action in either bullpen. Outfield defense shaded toward right against Dal Maxwell. That's in for a call strike three. Ray Sadecki spotted that pitch perfectly on the outside 20. That is his third strikeout. And now pitcher Jim McKee is coming up. He has batted only twice since coming up to the Pirates. He has not had a hit. He is 0-2. Jim McKee. He's a right-hand batter. Sadecki with the pitch. And it dips in there for a called strike. Final score in the American League. The Kansas City Royals have defeated the Chicago White Sox by a score of 10-3. Paul Sudoff gets the win. He's 18-11. They're in 4-6. The loss is 6-9. That pitch does misses. And it's 1-1. two men out, nobody on. Pirates batting in the top of the 11th inning, in the bottom of the 11th, and that's going to be sending John Milner, Ken Boswell, and Don Hahn to the plate. Here's the 1-1. Foul back off the screen and out of play. It's 1-2. They shade McKee to the right also, figuring he won't get around completely. Now Sudeikis starts to work the 1-2.
In there for a call strike three, and Sudeikis has struck out the side. He has retired six consecutive batters and struck out four of them. What a job by Ray Sudeikis. Nothing across. In the middle of the 11th inning, the score is tied. The Pirates 3 and the Mets 3.
Right about now in the game, chances are you're dying for something to munch. Something to fill that empty space in your stomach. Well, let me make a suggestion. Try some Dairy Lean yogurt. It fills you up, not out. Many fresh, fruity flavors to choose from, so you know yours is in there someplace. Dairy Lean yogurt is cool, kind of like pudding, with chunks of real fruit swirled all through. But it's 99% fat-free. And you guys trying to stay athletic-looking know what that means. It's always ready to eat, right out of the carton, anytime or anywhere. Like right now, for instance. But don't get the idea it's just for dieters. Everybody enjoys Dairy Lean yogurt these days. One reason for that is the good taste. So, if it's not around your house, put in a request for Dairy Lean yogurt from the good folks at Dairy Lean.
You're listening to Mets Baseball on WKHA-FM 102.3 on your FM dial, serving you from Saratoga Springs, New York.
It is still Big Jim McKee on the mound, tall, rangy right-hander for the Pittsburgh Pirates. He will be facing John Milner as the Mets come up here in the bottom of the 11th inning. John Milner, who leads the New York Mets in home runs with 22, who has knocked in 69 runs this year, who is hitting .249. Just behind him at this moment in the on-deck circle is Ken Boswell, who appeared as a pinch hitter in the ninth inning. Got a base hit. That was turned eventually into the tying run, so he stayed in the ballgame. And when you're in a ball game like this and you have your big hitter at the plate, you're hopeful that he can get a hold of one and ride it. Mets are batting in the bottom of the 11th. For the Mets, 3 runs, 7 hits, 1 error. For the Pirates, 3 runs, 5 hits, 1 error. McKee is starting his second inning of relief. He retired the side in order in the 10th. That is low for a ball. Starting off with an off-speed pitch. 1-0 is the count. Left-hand batting John Milner. The hammer. Waits for the 1-0. Takes low. It's 2-0 now to Milner. McKee wants another baseball, and he gets it. Game has begun at Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles. The Atlanta Braves did not score in the top of the first. The Dodgers are coming to bat. Ron Schuler, 8-7 against Al Downing, 5-9. And now McKee tosses that ball into late umpire John McCary, who talks to him about it and puts another ball in play. And he again starts out to ask McCary what that's about. Now again, still talking to John McCary, the plate umpire. The count is 2-0 to John Milner. Here is McKee with the pitch. It's high. 3-0 the count to Milner with Boswell on deck and nobody out. The hammer looks to see if the take is on. Frequently it's not to him. But he is the power hitter who might rip a 3-0. He takes that one in there for a call strike, and it's 3-1. 3 balls, 1 strike. Now the pitch. Low and he walks. It's a leadoff walk to John Milner. So the potential winning run is on at first and nobody out, and Boswell is coming up. Boswell is followed by Don Hahn and Ron Hodges in the mid batting order. The Pirates will be expecting Hahn to sacrifice. Even now they have moved Richie Hepner up onto the grass at third.
Al Oliver's holding against the runner, but ready to charge. Second baseman, Dave Cash, ready to make his move over to cover first. McGee has the sign, works off the stretch. Checks the runner over his left shoulder to the pitch. Boswell is around, bunts the ball to the first base alley. Good bunt. Oliver has to go to Cash, covering it first. The sacrifice moves over to second, and it scores 3-4. Don Hahn, who has delivered some big base hits in the past week for the New York Mets, is coming up. But Don Hahn, who night before last in Pittsburgh delivered the game-winning base hit that drove in two runs. Luke Walker and Dave Justy are up and throwing in the bullpen, and here comes Mel Wright, bouncing out to the mound. If Mel Wright were getting paid mileage tonight, he'd make more than he will otherwise. He just been to that mound frequently. He's looking to the bullpen. The left-hander, they say, that the left-hander would be Luke Walker, if that's how I interpret the sign correctly. Luke Walker just got up to throw. Dave Justy is the other one out there. Walker's the right-hander. Don Hahn, a right-hand batter, will be at the plate. But followed by Ron Hodges, who delivered a clutch base hit night before last. He's a left-hand batter. And that's it. Walker's the guy who's going to come in here. Luke Walker is going to be brought in to make his 35th appearance. He has a record of 7 wins and 11 losses against the New York Mets. In this series, he has appeared in one inning, allowed no runs, no hits. Luke Walker. He worked last night for an inning. So, Big Jim McKee will be leaving. Having pitched an inning and a third, allowed no runs, no hits, struck out one and walked one. When play is resumed, the New York Mets have a runner at second, one man out, and Don Hahn at the plate. So quickly, let's run the other baseball results of the day for you. At Wrigley Field in Chicago, the Cubs beat Montreal 5-4. Ferguson Jenkins, the winner, 13-15. Steve Renko, the loser, 14-11. Bob Bailey hit his 25th homer in the second with nobody on for Montreal. Tonight, the Phillies beat St. Louis 6-5. Dale Brandon got the win in relief. Alan Foster took the loss. Denny Doyle had a home run, and Bob Boone had a home run for the Philadelphia Phillies. San Francisco Giants beat Cincinnati 7-5. Ronnie Bryant got his 23rd win. He's lost 11. Dick Baney took the loss 1-1. Foster had 2 home runs. George Foster. In the middle of the first inning, Atlanta nothing, and the Dodgers coming to bat. Ron Schuler against Al Downing. Over the American League, the Baltimore Orioles reduced their magic number to 4 with a shutout of the Detroit Tigers 9-0. Jim Palmer, the winner, 22-8. Woody Brown, the loser, 6-12. Kansas City beat the White Sox 10-3. Paul Spitoff, the winner. Terry Forster, the loser. Betty Pontiac got a homer, his 5th. Cal Angel beat Texas 6-4. Bill Singer was the winner. Bill Gogoluski, the loser. That was the first game of a double hit. The second game is midway of the third inning. The Cal Angels leading 1-0. Frank Tanana against Steve Dunning. And the Minnesota Twins beat Oakland 4-3. Bill Campbell, the winner. Blue Moon Odom, the loser. Second game is midway of the fourth inning. Oakland leading 3-2. And right here, the Mets and the Pirates are tied 3-3. The Mets are batting in the bottom of the 11th inning. John Milner's the runner at second. There is one man out, and Don Hahn will be the batter just as soon as left-hander Luke Walker has finished warming up. Luke Walker has an ERA of 4.59. He has had one save to go along with that record of 7 wins and 11 losses. So Don Hahn is up there. We were talking to him last night before the ball game about what confidence can do for you. And what he can do for you is make the other team give you an intentional walk, which they're doing right now. They're going to walk Don Hahn with first base up and pitch to the left-hand batter, Ron Hodges. They're not worried about his run at all. Not in the slightest, because it's the one at second that can end the ball game. And by issuing the intentional walk to Don Hahn, they set up a double play possibility and the force around. Then they'll pitch to the left-hand batting, Ron Hodges, knowing that there's not much Yogi Berra can do about that because he has no more catchers. The intentional walk has been achieved. Now it is runners first and second. One man out. Left-hand batter Luke Walker, left-hand pitcher Luke Walker, working the left-hand batter Ron Hodges. Hitting 256, one homer and 17 runs batted in. Bob Abadaka is up and throwing again in the Mets bullpen. Abadaka is up and throwing. Bringing a foul ball off to the left side out of play. It's strike one. Hodges is followed by Ray Sadecki. Ray Sadecki is also a left-hand batter, which explains the move of Danny Murtaugh and getting McKee out and bringing in his left-hander, Luke Walker. John Milner takes his lead at second. Don Hahn takes his lead at first. Score tied 3-3 in the 11th. Here's the pitch. Inside. Move Ron Hodges back. It's one ball and one strike to the young catcher. A native of Virginia, brought up by the New York Mets this season when they were in catching trouble because of injuries, primarily because of the broken arm sustained by Jerry Grody. Hodges thought he'd stay 2 weeks. He had stayed the remainder of the year. Again, Met runners lead at first and second. The crowd starts to come alive a little bit. They had settled down during the pitching change. Luke Walker sets up now. Here's the 1-1, and it is low and away, and Sanguin had to move way out there to grab that ball, which was in the dirt with a thrust of the glove. He threw it in. Almost a wild pitch. Count of 2-1. 2-1 to Ron Hodges. Milner at second. Hahn at first. Good speed on the bases. Little rhythmic applause has been begun here now. Luke Walker has the sign. This will be a 2-1 delivery on the way. Swung on the ground ball to short. Taken there by Maxwell. Over to Cash for one to throw to first, and he is safe at first base. Moving to third is Milner. As Don Hahn went in and was in a flurry of arms and legs with Cash. He got the throw off and on the money, but Hodges legged it out. So now there are runners at first and third as the fourth was made 6-4 at second, and Sadecki is up. Sadecki's had 7 hits this year and 30 times at bat. Hodges just beat it on a bang-bang play at first to keep the Mets alive as they try to win it in the bottom of the 11th inning. Ray Sadecki. Wings up out loosely, waiting for left-hander Luke Walker to deliver a pitch. Milner, the runner at third. Helfer is moving on the grass at third. Ron Hodges takes his lead at first. 2 men are out. Here's the pitch, and it's low for a ball. 1-0 with the count to Ray Sadecki. Not a bad hitting ticket. Here, handicapped by the fact that he is facing a left-hander, of course. Again, the Met runners lead at first and third. The score is tied 3-3. Luke Walker off the stretch. The pitch, and it's low for a ball. It's 2-0. Wayne Garrett is next in the Met batting order. Mets have not had a hit here in the 11th inning. They've had 2 walks, 1 unintentional and 1 intentional, with a sacrifice in between. This will be a 2-0 delivery. It's on the way, and it is taken right down the pipe for a throw strike. 2-1 as the take sign was on to raise the decky. Miller just staying close to the bag there at third. Hefner is in on the grass, so Miller just sort of stays even with Hefner. Here's the pitch. Swung on, hammered on the ground, up the middle, and it is charged by shortstop. Now Maxwell, the play at first in time. He's out, and we'll be going to the 12th inning. That was a ground ball bounced up the middle, and Maxwell came in behind the mound, took it on a high hop, and gunned it over to Al Oliver in time to retire the side. So it's no runs, no hits, no errors, 2 walks, 2 left. At the end of 11, full innings of play, the score is tied. The Pirates 3 and the Mets 3.
Hi, this is Gene Shepherd. Here's a message for all you young men just out of high school. If you're proud of who you are and what you are and where you might be going, and you're wondering how and when and where to start your career of growing, if money and security mean anything to you, the Marines have an officer program that you should check into.
You meet a lot of different people over a counter at McDonald's.
Steve Milanese, a McDonald's counterman.
This is my first job, and it's an amazing place to work. get to serve a lot of people like you'd like to be served. Friendly. And I like that.
You and your family deserve a break at McDonald's. And people like Steve Melanese are what that break is all about.
You've got to enjoy what you're doing. It's not just the money, but that's sure part of it.
You're listening to WKAJ-FM from Saratoga Springs, New York. 102.3 on your FM dial.
It'll be at the top of the batting order up for the Pittsburgh Pirates in the 12th inning. Ray Sadecki will face Ricky Hepner. Hepner did not start the game. Rennie Sternis started at second, but he pulled a muscle in the rib cage at the plate, and he had to go out of the game, so Cash was moved to second, and Hepner was brought in to play third. And then it was Hepner who hit a home run in the top of the 7th inning for the Pittsburgh Pirates. Overall, he is 1-for-3 and an intentional walk. He is a left-hand batter. Hepner's had 24 home runs this year, as well as a few arguments with his former manager, Bill Virgin. Here's a swing and a ground ball foul back to first glove by Milner, but out of play. It's strike one to Hepner. Ray Sadecki off the mound was streaking to the bag at first to cover. We're in the top of the 12th inning. And the score is tied 3-3. If you've joined us along the way, let us tell you that three times Pittsburgh Pirates went out in front by a run, and three times during the ballgame, the New York Mets battled back to tie it. Sadecki pitched to Hepner, swung on, and Luke got into short center field, going out and calling it beyond and beyond, makes the catch. One away, and Dave Cash will be the batter. He's had three hits. Cash has had two singles and a double. For the year, he's hitting .265. Sadecki reads the sign from catcher Ron Hutchins. Now Cash backs up. Now he's set to go. That pitch is a fastball in for a called strike. In extra inning games this year, the Pirates have won 8, and they have lost 3. The Mets have won 6 and lost 12 in extra innings. That's a pitch in for a called strike, too. 0-2, the count to Cash. The right-hand batter is waiting. Waiting on deck is left-hand batter, Al Oliver. Two-strike delivery is foul back, out of play, 0-2. In extra inning games, the Mets have won their last 3 outings and 4 of their last 5. So it took a while for him to get it going in extra inning competition, but they've been able to do it lately. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Swung on and fouled. Back to third, out of play on the ground. Count continues at 0-2. Cash has the bat cocked to Sadecki. Delivers in there for a call strike 3. Ray Sadecki with his 5th strikeout. 2 away, and Al Oliver coming up now in the top of the 12th inning. Oliver has gone 0-for-5 tonight. And big Wilbur Starkiel has moved up there on deck. Oliver flies to center. Grounded out, catcher to first. Grounded out, pitcher to first. Grounded out, second to first. Pops to second. Sadecki starts to rock into the motion. There's a pitch that's missed inside high, 1-0. Ray Sadecki, who came to the Mets, the San Francisco Giants, began his major league career with the St. Louis Cardinals. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Swung on, hit on the ground, it's second. Beyond is there, gets the bat, hop there, and it goes to first in time. Beyond is getting an ovation here. That ball took a bad hop to his right side, and he grabbed it barehanded and made the play at first base to retire the side. Sadecki has retired 9 consecutive batters in the 3-inning field pitch,
cutting across. And at the middle of the 12th inning, the score is tied. The Pirates 3, the Mets 3.
Well, here we go. Last of the 12th inning. The ball game is tied 3-3, and what a ball game. Wayne Garrett, Felix Bion, and Rusty Staub come up against the left-hander, Luke Walker. For the Pirates, Jim Rooker, Bob Johnson, Ramon Hernandez, and Jim McKee and Luke Walker have been on the mound. Pittsburgh using 5, the Mets have used 3. Left-hander Luke Walker goes into his windup, and the pitch to Garrett breaks over the outside corner, calls strike one. Wayne has 1-for-4 and a sacrifice, batting .243. Hopped in the air behind third, it may go foul and does, a foul ball. Beyond the reach of Hebner, but it landed in foul territory. Looked for a moment as though Wayne might get lucky, but it was fouled by several yards. What pitching in this game? 12th inning, the Mets have 3 runs on 7 hits, the Pirates 3 runs on 5 hits. I wonder when the last time Al Oliver went 0-for-6 was. He is quite a hitter. Luke Walker with a 2-strike advantage, pitching to Garrett, and he held just in time at just outside, 1-ball, 2-strikes. One-two delivery, way inside. Garrett had to lean away from that. So the count evens at 2-2. We had 25,000 early in the evening. I'd say we still have 20,000 here. Noise level starting to come up as the crowd turns on again. That's batting in the home 12th inning with a chance to win it. The 2-2 pitch, low outside ball 3. Garrett with a good eye watching it all away as it broke out of the strike zone. Now Luke Walker, 3-2. The payoff pitch to Garrett. Ground ball hit the second base. Dave Cash with an easy play throws on to first, one down. And Felix Bion coming up. Felix 2-for-4 and a walk. Batting at .293. Billy's choking way up on the bat. It's out of a crouch. Hebner comes in close at third. Fastball, strike one call. If he played back, Felix would be a threat to lay one down. So he works a couple of strides in front of the bag at third on the edge of the infield carpet. Rounder foul over the Pirate dugout. Bouncing up into the crowd and goes 2 strikes. Mets and the Pirates come right back to do battle again at 7:05 tomorrow night. Luke Walker, now he likes to step up. He has a 2-strike advantage, pitching to Felix Bion. Pirates have the defense spread out. And the pitch by Walker. Ground ball hits the shortstop. Now Maxfield grabs the hot, guns it, 2 down. Well, Luke Walker appears to have his good stuff. 2 outs and nobody on, the hitter Rusty Staub. Rusty has taken the collar in 5 times up. He made a bid for an extra base into the 8th inning, and Bob Robertson robbed him and it saved a run. Now the pitch by Luke Walker in the dirt. 1-ball and no strikes. Anytime you run an extra inning ball game and you have home run power, you've got to be thinking long ball when you come up. Smith would love to win it right here. Willie Starchill leads off the 13th. Now Luke Walker checking in with San Gian. The pitch to Stott. High, outside, two balls and no strikes. This game has been pitching and some very timely hitting. Not a lot of hitting, but what hits that have been on display have been timely ones. Curve, a strike, 2-1 to Rusty Stott. Mets were down to their last out of the ninth inning when Duffy Dyer tied it up with a double. He almost won it. The 2-1 pitch to Staub and a foul off to the right. No play. It's two balls and two strikes. Yogi Berra using everybody but Luke Barnes, Willie Mays, and Dave Snyk. Willie sidelined with injured ribs. The 2-2 pitch. Ball three. Now a full count on Staub at 3-2. This is left-hander against left-hander. Should Rusty draw a walk, Cleon would be coming up, and now Staub asks for time and gets out of the batter's box. And the 3-2 pitch. Ground ball hit toward the middle of the diamond. Base hit to center field. Winning runners on with two men down. A single to center for Rusty. Now Maxville racing toward the middle of the diamond. Just tipped the ball with his glove but couldn't hold it. That was the first hit given up by Luke Walker since he came in the game. And now Cleon is the batter. Cleon, one hit and four times at bat. He drew an intentional walk in the eighth inning. The one hit was timely. It drove in a run, tied the game 1-1. That was in the sixth inning. Here's the pitch on the way. Low inside, one ball and no strikes. Nothing going in either bullpen. Duel now between the left-handers, Sadecki and Walker. Leon cocks the bat. Low outside, ball two. Two balls and no strikes. Now Cleon looks down at Eddie Yost, and you can bet he'll be swinging on 2-0 if he likes the looks of it. Staub edging away from first. Here's the pitch. Way inside, ball three. Three balls and no strikes. Now, will Cleon be going after a 3-0 delivery? He might well be. The pitch on the way. Strike call. He didn't like the looks of it. And the count is 3-1. Winning run. Rusty Staub on first. Two men down. Bottom half of the 12th inning. Three balls and a strike to Cleon Jones. And the pitch. And a bouncer hits slowly to third base. They may let it roll, and it's a foul ball. Cleon, running it out, will have to come back, and the count is now 3-2. Cleon makes his way back to the plate. Three balls and two strikes. Now Rusty Staub will be running with the pitch. Staub in motion. Might have a chance to score if Leon can get the ball in the gap. And he's San Gian setting up the target for Luke Walker. There goes Staub the pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Walker fans Jones and will be going to the 13th. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one left. So, at the end of 12, it's New York 3 runs, 8 hits, and 1 error. Pirates 3-5-1.
WKAJ-FM, 102.3 on your FM dial, serving you from Saratoga Springs, New York.
Ray Sadecki facing a tough row in the 13th inning. He will be pitching to Willie Starchel, Richie Zisk, and Manny Sanghian. He faced that trio in the 10th inning and retired them in order. Everybody deep, everybody around to the right as Starchel steps in. Sadecki into his windup, the pitch to Starchel. Outside, ball one. Don Hahn swings over into right center, Staub playing a deep right field. The 1-0 pitch by Sadecki, a ground ball foul, no play. Handled by Don Leppert, the coach down at first base. One ball and one strike on Starchel. Willie on base once tonight. That was in the fourth inning when he drew a walk and he later scored a run. Both teams have scored two runs that were not tainted. And a foul tip that catches the umpire, John McSherry. But John is all right, looks the ball over, throws it back to Ray Sadecki. All three of the Met runs have been scored as earned runs, but they were aided on a bobble in center field by Oliver. One of the three Parrot runs was unearned. Sadecki with a count of 1-2 on Starchel. Swing and a miss, he struck him out. The sixth strikeout for Ray Sadecki. He has faced 10 men and fanned 6 of the 10. Now Richie Zisk. The right fielder is 0 for 4 with a walk. Let's play him deep. Inside and low. One ball, no strikes. Zisk is the Pirates' leading hitter, batting at 336. Ron Hodges working smoothly behind the plate. Now signs for the next delivery. Ground ball through the hole. A base hit to left field. And the Pirates had their first base hit off Ray Sadecki. Ground single in the left. And it will bring up another tough hitter, Manny Sanghian. Sanghian 1 for 5. A base hit back in the fourth would help produce the first Pirate run of the ballgame. Center fielder Dave Augustine is the on-deck batter. Let's set the infield up now, trying to get a double play ball. Boswell protects the line at third. And a foul hit back upstairs. No play for Hodges. It drops into the crowd. In relief, Sadecki had retired 10 consecutive Pirates, striking out 6 of the 10, before yielding a ground single to Richie Zisk. And Chuck McGraw starts to throw in the bullpen. Here's the pitch on the way. Fly ball hit to right. Easy play for Staub. He moves under it, grabs it for the out. Sanghian is out on the fly to right. Now Dave Augustine, the center fielder, coming up. Played with the Charleston Charlies in the International League this season. Batted 276. Has great speed. They've been using him as a pinch runner. He's a right-hand batter. Second plate appearance in the ball game. Sadecki fanned him in the 11th. Zisk leading off first base. And the pitch by Sadecki fouled straight back. Right into our television system. They get hard to duck this late at night. Sadecki getting his sign from Ron Hodges. kicks the leg, delivers. Fastball off the outside corner. One ball and one strike. The pitches Sadecki have thrown that have not been strikes must not have missed by more than a quarter of an inch. He has really been around the plate. Two outs and one on. Pitching one and one. And a check swing, breaking ball inside, two and one. Augustine fooled by the pitch, held up in time. Ray Sadecki, from the stretch, now steps off, sending Richie Sisk back to first. Doug McGraw on call out of the New York bullpen. The 2-1 pitch. Hit in the air to left field. It's deep. Back goes Jones by the fence. It hits the top of the fence. Comes back in play. Jones grabs it. The relays go to the plate. They make game. He's out. He's out at the plate. An incredible play. At the very top of the fence. Now, it could have bounced over for a home run, or it could have bounced back in play. When it bounced back in play, Jones caught the ball. He fired it to Wayne Garrett. Garrett made a perfect throw home, and Hodges had the ball waiting on Richie Smith. He was out, and Hodges did a beautiful job of holding onto the ball as this, a big, powerful man, came sliding straight in. The side is retired. Score that a double for Augustine. And this is out of the plate. Jones to Garrett to Hodges. One of the most amazing plays I have ever seen. It bounced back off the top of the fence. No runs, two hits, no errors, and one left. Middle of the 13th inning, the score tied 3-3. I wish you could hear the crowd buzzing here at Shea Stadium. They have just seen a remarkable play. You have to be good. It doesn't hurt to be a little bit lucky at times. Dave Augustine hit a drive that hit on the very top of the fence on the downward flank. I would say 9 times out of 10, the ball would bounce over for a home run. It bounced back. Jones was Johnny on the spot. He whipped the ball to Garrett, who had gone out into left field as the relay man. Garrett threw a perfect strike to Hodges. Milner up, and he takes high ball one. So we're tied 3-3 in the last of the 13th inning. Milner is 0-3 tonight with 2-1. Left-hander against left-hander. And a foul ball, no play. One ball and one strike. This will have Milner, Boswell, and Hahn to hit against Luke Walker in the home 13th inning. The 1-1 pitch breaks away. Two balls and a strike. Well, the totals in this game are now 3-7-1 Pittsburgh, 3-8-1 New York. A play to remember. A play you can't forget. Way inside. Milner hitting the dirt. And the count is 3-1. Milner has already walked twice in the ballgame tonight. However, in this spot, with a count 3-1, if that pitch is to his liking, he'll be trying to do something with it. The Mets happen to win this thing this year. They'll never forget that play. Here's the 3-1 pitch. Inside, the winning run is on. Don Guillen argues with John McSherry. Luke Walker has been in the game. Well, he came in the game in the 12th inning. Came in the game in the 11th inning, gave up the intentional walk, then worked out of the jam. Kenny Boswell stepping in now. Boswell has been up twice, singled as a pinch hitter, and sacrificed successfully. And they are looking for the sacrifice now. Here's the pitch. Look out. He hits the dirt, getting out of the way. Walker trying to get the fastball up to make it tough to bunt, but he didn't mean to put it right there, over the helmet. Now, if Boswell bunts Milner over. But the Pirates, of course, can walk down Hahn. They'll have an open base. It would then be up to Ron Hodges and Ray Sadecki to try and get the run home. Bob Apodaca warming up at the New York bullpen. Mets had that same situation in the 11th. And the pitcher on the way. High inside, ball two. Luke Walker behind Boswell. Two balls and no strikes. So Boswell looks down to Eddie Yost to see if Yogi wants him to take another pitch and try and work out a walk. Milner, the winning run, is on first base, nobody out. Second time that Milner has walked in the extra inning. They pitch carefully to him. And the pitch. And he's taking ball three. It was low. The count is 3-0. Dave Justy jumps up and starts throwing in the Pirate bullpen. Luke Walker behind Boswell, 3-0. Yogi has completely just about used up his reserve strength. He's going to have to win it with the lineup on the field. Now the stretch by Walker. Here's the pitch. Look out. Ball four. Almost a wild pitch. Boswell hitting the dirt to get out of the way. Now the winning run is on second. Nobody out. Two walks in a row by Luke Walker. And Don Hahn will be coming up. Nanny San Gian calls time. Walks to the mound. Dave Cash goes to the mound. As they try now to settle down, Luke Walker. Now, what would you do? Would you have Hahn sacrifice for the left-hand hitter on deck? Or would you hit away? Managing is not an easy job. Danny Murtaugh is coming out now. He has Dave Justy in the bullpen. We're watching Danny as he walks slowly to the mound. He has not signaled to his bullpen. Luke Walker, very suddenly, walking Milner and Boswell. The Mets have runners at first and second, nobody out at the bottom half of the 13th inning. What a struggle this has been. Almost 4 hours old. What excitement and amazing tension. Most incredible play of the year. This was on first. Augustine hit a ball that hit the top of the bullpen fence on the downward flank. Instead of bouncing over for a home run, it bounced back to the field of play. Jones grabbed it in the air coming off the fence. Wheeled, fired the ball to Garrett, who was Johnny on the spot, and Garrett, who has a marvelous arm, threw an absolutely perfect strike to Ron Hodges. They had the ball waiting on Richie's end. Now the umpires are trying to get a decision from Danny Murtaugh. Danny is calling to give Justy some time in the bullpen. And Justy will come in. So Luke Walker will leave the game. And Dave Justy will come in. Danny leaves. He goes back to the dugout. But Dave Justy is coming into the ballgame. Luke Walker came in the 11th inning with one out. He has pitched 1 2/3 innings. At the moment, Walker has allowed no runs, only one hit. He has given up 3 walks. Mets have now drawn a total of 8 walks in the ballgame. So Dave Justy will be the 6th Pirate pitcher. So while Justy comes into the game, makes the trip to the mound, We'll pause for station identification. This is the New York Mets Baseball Network.
You're listening to Mets Baseball on WKHA-FM 102.3 on your FM dial.
Bob Murphy with Lindsey Nelson and Ralph Kiner. Dave Justy, the veteran right-hander and former Syracuse University star, is in the game. He was hit hard in relief by the Mets only last night. Leon Jones put a ball game away with a three-run homer over the center field fence. But he's quite a relief pitcher. One of baseball's very best. On the year, he's won 9, lost 2, and has 18 saves. And he's getting a lot of work. Danny Murtaugh was hoping that he would not have to use Justy in this ball game. He wanted to rest him. Just as Yogi Berra has been hoping he would not have to use Ted McGraw. This is the 9th time that Justy has relieved against the New York Mets. When play resumes, Don Hahn will be the batter. Runners on first and second. Nobody on. The on-deck batter, Ron Hodges. And then Ray Sudeikis. So if Hahn bunts the runners over, undoubtedly the Pirates then would intentionally walk Hodges. Ray Sudeikis would be scheduled up. Yogi still has Dave Steck in the dugout. Well, are you ready? Here we go. They set up to play for the bunt. Hahn is the batter. Milner and Boswell are the base runners. The pitch by Justy. He tries to bunt and misses strike one. John Milner with good speed is on second. Ken Boswell on first. First baseman Oliver coming up the line. And the pitch. Bunted in the air. It's caught easily by Oliver. One down. So Hahn bunted a pop-up to the first baseman Oliver. Now Hodges comes up. Ron batting for the second time in the ballgame. Reached on a forced play in the 11th inning. Dave Steck comes out on deck. He'll be hitting for Ray Sudeikis. Here's the pitch by Justy. Swing and a miss, strike one. On the year, Ron Hodges batting at 254. Knocks the bat and waits. Strike, a fastball on the outside corner. And Dave Justy quickly has a two-strike edge working on Ron Hodges. Last of the 13th. Mets tied the game and they were down to their last out of the 9th inning on a double by Duffy Dyer. Two-strike delivery. And a line drive into short left field coming in a start to base hit. Rounding third, heading home, Milner. The throw coming in, the Mets win. They are a half game out of first place. The crowd standing and cheering here at Shea. Ron Hodges singles to left field on a two-strike pitch, driving home John Milner. The Mets win it. They are now in second place. They are a half game out of first. 4-3 New York. In a 13-inning battle.
You're listening to Mets Baseball on WKHA-FM 102.3 on your FM dial, serving you from Saratoga Springs, New York.
A deliriously happy crowd leaving Shea Stadium. Many starting to chant, "We're number one, we're number one." The Mets have now won 4 straight extra-inning ball games. They have now won 7 of their last 9. 12 of their last 16, 18 of their last 25. In July, they were 12 games out of first. They now are one half game out of first. And they'll have Tom Seaver pitching tomorrow night against the Blast. The kind of game you could talk about for hours. It was a game that three times saw the Mets come from behind. They trailed 1-0, and they tied the ball game with Cleon Jones driving in the run. They fell behind 2-1. The second run scored when a ball was bobbled after a base hit by Oliver in center. They fell behind again 3-2. They were down to their last out when Duffy Dyer, as a pinch hitter, doubled off the left field fence, tying the ball game. He just missed winning it. He missed a home run by about a foot. Then came the most remarkable play of the year in the top of the 13th inning. With two outs and Richie Zeska on first base, center fielder Dave Augustine hit a long drive to left. On the downward flight, it hit on the very top of the bullpen fence. Instead of bouncing over as a two-run homer, it bounced back into the hands of Cleon Jones, who wheeled instantly, fired the ball to Garrett. Garrett, who had raced into the outfield, then made a perfect throw to Hodges, and this was out at the plate. The Mets won the game in the last of the 13th. Luke Walker walked Milner and Boswell. In came Dave Justy. Hahn tried to bunt the runners over, popped up to Oliver, now playing first. But Ron Hodges, the rookie catcher, won the game with a base hit to left field. So the Mets have undisputed possession of second. They're a half game out of first. Tomorrow night they play an hour earlier, 7:05, and Tom Seaver will be pitching against Steve Blass. Tonight it was brilliant pitching for New York by Kuzman, Parker, and Sadecki. Sadecki, the winner, is now 5-4. Luke Walker, the loser, 7-12. New York had 4 runs, 9 hits, 1 error, and 12 left. Pittsburgh, 3 runs, 7 hits, 1 error, and 10 left on. Be with us tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. Get in 13 innings. The New York Mets 4 and the Pittsburgh Pirates 3. New York Mets 3.
New York Mets Baseball has been a feature presentation of WKJ-FM, and it was brought to you by several local sports-minded businessmen who hope that you have enjoyed today's game, and by the staff of WKJ-FM, 102.3 on your dial, who urge you to patronize the sponsors who made these broadcasts possible. Remember, you'll hear all the New York Mets games at home and away, night and day, on your New York Mets station, WKJ-FM, in Saratoga Springs, New York. And this has been the New York Mets Baseball Network. We'll be right back.